Leah.
Leah Remini.
King of Queens.
Do we want the bangs back or not?
Yes.
Really?
Whatever the do is you're wearing in the Quaker Steak commercial, that's the do that I approve of.
Yeah. Okay, that's no bangs. Fuzz?
Very sexy with bangs.
I prefer you without bangs, Leah.
Rob?
No bangs.
No bangs.
3-1.
I feel the one who would bang you.
Oh, come on.
Don't be sick.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK. Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down.
Lord.
Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game.
Lord.
No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
If they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokers.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get
it. Move to your
left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Glory.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, here is my first happy moment in what's already been a turbulent day of off-air broadcasting. Such a calming effect after meeting with management to be able to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hogbuffet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Do you know? Do you know where you're going to?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Smoot and all the ships at sea. Hey, back after a busy evening of juicing Lucy. Here's Don and Mike.
Oh, don't forget about Lucy's juicy. Lucy with her massage table. Lucy so juicy.
Hello, and
yeah.
Thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. It is a national show. Telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Right, thank you to me. 877-365-3636, your hotline to the hits. We pepper our radio show with your telephone calls. It's a new episode. It's Thursday, September 7th. And as I mentioned, the phone number 877-365-3636.
Bye-bye.
Well, why am I not surprised that Mr. 40 is not here?
Huh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are asking me about whether he was going to be here.
I believe I was talking to the lovely Erica, she of the beautiful big breasts, and she said, is Mr. 40 coming in today? I said, I doubt it.
Yeah. Today was the day he was supposed to show up. Now, you know, there's still the chance, since he is Mr. 40,
yes,
there's the chance he'll show late.
Yeah, and there's the chance, of course, that he might not show at all because he is Mr. 40, mm-hmm. Perhaps Mr. 80, Mr. 120.
And also Rob the Martini guy, I think we had as a backup plan to come in today. So one of those guys should be coming in to co-host with us today. We have a tremendous amount of material to get to, but before we get to anything, we've got to find out what happened with Wendell Smoot Hall.
Yes.
In case you didn't hear the whole show yesterday, first of all, shame on you.
Yeah, boo.
You got to listen to the whole goddamn show.
Boo.
You know what?
We got to start running closer to on time because now that school's back in session.
Yeah.
I'm back doing the carpool thing.
Right.
And I got to be home to have dinner with my family every night because we're back on the school schedule.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work out good. Like last night when I walked in the door at 8:20 because we didn't get done with the show till 10 of 8.
I also caught it on the home front because my wife had a pottery class to go to. You know, it's nothing better when you're walking in from a long day in the trenches that you get the evil eye. You know, it's a... You know, actually, she didn't give me the evil eye at all, but it's just, you know, and technically, because she had to go to the pottery class, you know, if you want to...
That's a class with Patrick Swayze, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Great.
And what she does is she sits at the wheel, and then the various men in the class just come around and back of her and fondle her everywhere.
Wow.
It's wonderful. It's very exciting.
So we've got to try to run on time. Anyway, late in the show yesterday, we had all kinds of... New things pop up with Wendell Smoot Hall. As you know, we paid for him to have a date over the Labor Day holiday. That didn't work out.
We were hoping the date would prove to be wonderful for Wendell.
So another girl came down yesterday, Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy came down.
And she came down to her massage table.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to take Wendell up to the office and give him a date. We're going to pay for that date. Because, you know, Wendell hasn't had me in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at the last minute, management came in after we've been talking about it on the air all day.
Right.
As soon as the girl shows up with her massage table...
Mm-hmm.
They come in and say, well, you can't have the date on premises.
Ah.
So Wendell had to go out on his own last night. And as it turns out, the other girl showed up also.
We, for a while there, thought that the three of them were going to go enjoy this date with the massage table. And I guess Maggie, who had let Wendell down earlier, let him down again last night, decided she was going to bail out of the date. And it was just you and Juicy Lucy. Isn't that right?
Well, Maggie's mother did have her son hostage there. Remember, she called.
What, Wendell?
Maggie's mother did have was holding her son hostage there. So
Maggie's son.
The irate woman who called?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. So anyway, that brings you up to speed. When the last we left, Wendell was leaving for an evening with Juicy Lucy.
That's correct.
The gal who we paid to go on a date with Wendell. And
we had no idea how the date was going to end. All we know is that any woman who brings a massage table to a first date is probably going to have something pleasant in mind.
So Wendell, I think the news that we all are waiting to hear. Robbie, you got a timpani back there? I think we're all waiting to find out if, in fact, there was an explosion last night on the East Coast. Wendell Smoot Hall.
Don, Mike,
yes?
Yo Gods.
Did it happen?
The streak is over.
Hey! Great news.
Hello. Happy days.
Great news. Look at the smile on his face.
You, the man, you look totally relaxed today.
Relaxed and centered.
Ain't that something?
Well, way to go, Wendell. We're glad you had a good time on your day.
Oh, man.
How was Lucy as a date companion last night?
I haven't been home yet.
Oh, no. Oh, you spent the night with her.
Wow. Wendell.
What a guy.
What a gal.
Listen to him.
Jesus Christ. So can you tell us anything that happened? I mean, was it more than just
I've got about an hour's sleep.
Oh, really? Like, so was it everything, great. Wendell? Everything but the kitchen sink?
It was everything and...
and more.
Around the world.
Wow, Wendell.
So it wasn't simply...
Nope.
It was
simple anything.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
Wendell, did you expect that when the date began?
No, I had no right to expect that.
To
think that it was a possibility, but as the evening drew on and our intentions became clearer to each other, there was a certain spring in both of our step.
You know, there is a Wendell speak, you know that? Wendell has a great way of expressing himself. I enjoy it.
Look at him.
That's terrific.
So how about it? So are you wearing the same clothes as you wore yesterday?
I had a clean shirt in the drawer here in the shop.
Have you? But you did find your way. Obviously, you look like you might have found your way to a shower. You did.
We did.
We did?
We did. Look at him.
That's
look at him.
Showered with her.
What a stud he is.
So you think you'll be going out with her again?
Yeah, if there's a God.
So Juicy Lucy did it for you, last night.
Yeah. I don't mean she did it. I mean
she did it for you. You like her.
We did it for each other.
Well, Wendell, I hate to be a wet rag on all this, but Wendell,
yes,
did you use protection?
Of course.
There you go. Okay, I was just like, the way he's looking at him. Got to pull a gun out or something like that.
Good man.
No,
look
not
at,
anymore.
Look at the smile on his face.
He's totally relaxed.
Look at that. I've not seen Wendell smile. I swear to God, I've not seen him smile like this the whole time he's worked here.
Almost worth Ken Stevens calling you, giving you crap for being on the show, right?
Come on. There he goes.
There he goes.
Running out of the studio.
Bye, Wendell.
He's gone.
Wendell Hall.
Well, the good news is...
Wow, it was more than we could have ever dreamed.
Wendell got laid last night.
You know, that's great.
The streak is over.
Way to go, Wendell.
The streak is over. Thank you, Juicy Lucy.
He will be a better employee for it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I swear to God, I've not seen the guy smile like that.
No.
Big, toothy grin. Never. I mean,
and you and I didn't expect that he'd be saying, I didn't come home yet.
No.
Wow.
I thought there was a 50-50 chance he'd come in today with the same hangdog, hey, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. She, she said to me that she would, have to leave early, and, I have a clean shirt and nails.
Or I thought that he would come in and he would say, yeah, that, you know, it was a little ery, and that was fine.
I'm going to go to the car and get my gun. I'm going to get the car.
In fact, it's a grand day. Write this down in the annals of history. September 7th.
We shower together.
The streak is over.
We shower together, and we did every win around the world. It was great. It was oral, anal, everything. Everything known to mankind. It's been a long drought, but drought's over, Doss.
How about that?
Radio gods.
Way to go, Wendell Hall.
Way to go, Wendell.
Yeah. Way to go, Juicy Lucy.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
We did it, Don. Yeah, thanks. I feel so much better. I don't want to kill everyone anymore. I don't want to squeal my wheels in the parking lot anymore.
You know what that is 13 years of pressure being released. Jesus, he probably blew a hole clean through her back.
It's incredible. Superman Wendell.
If, in fact, that's the first time it happened.
Well, of course not. I've been alone, of course, and taking care of business.
Yes, but there's nothing
like it hasn't happened since 1987.
I know, but it's like, you know, shooting blanks, and then all of a sudden, you're putting real ammo into the gun.
Yeah, you are correct, sir. Precisely. Precisely true.
Okay, way to go. Well,
way to go, Wendell.
That's a good happy start to today's show.
That's wonderful news.
Way to go, Mr. Son of a Bitch.
That is so nice.
You did it. Oh, and I've just been handed a note. Mr. 40. Is en route and will be here in 10 minutes.
Oh, very excited.
From now.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Dennis Murphy's here.
Oh, my.
What did we ask Dennis to come in for today? I forgot.
To bring in the pictures of the...
His lady.
The girl.
That's right. His lovely lady.
The lady he's banging in Phoenix. The girl that he met on the internet.
Lady.
Wow. Great show so far.
That's for sure.
That's so good for Wendell. And, you know, those bastards that run this station... Yep. You know, they just got a way of taking it out of you. I can't tell you the way they took it out of me before the show today.
They took it out of you, though.
Yeah, well, I had to have a big meeting. That's something I can't talk about right now. Hopefully, I'll be able to talk about it soon. But not only that, did they have another meeting, you know, that just pretty much derails everything that we're trying to do on the show. But then I find out, I come in the studio, and I'm bitching about this meeting, and Mike says, oh, yeah, well, didn't you hear that? Or maybe Rob said that. Ken Stevens called Wendell yesterday.
Yeah, Rob came in and said, that's why I said that to Wendell.
Called him today and said, hey, you got to spend less time on the Don and Mike show and more time working on the studio.
That's the lecture that anyone who's an employee here, who's ever been even a semi-regular on our show, they always get that.
Yeah.
And I think it comes out of jealousy. I really do.
You know, yes, the studio is effed up. And the studio is not finished. And it's not been finished for 2 months. But the reason it's not been finished for 2 months is not because Wendell was in here for 20 minutes yesterday.
Nope, not at all.
No.
Please. I mean, you know, call them lazy. You know, say that they're inept. But don't say the reason that they're not doing the work is because he's in here.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, it's a fraction of the day. It really is.
Trying to get laid. And geez, Ken, he just got laid.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Stevens.
He just got laid.
If you're thinking that I'm spending too much time on the show, I'll be stressed, careful.
I'm sure when Ken hung up the phone, Ken thought, wow, that is the most pleasant Wendell has ever been. When I've yelled at him about something, I can't imagine why Wendell was so pleasant today.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you at all, Ken. You're absolutely right. You're doing a good job up in New York and here in Washington. Things are doing well, Ken. You have a wonderful weekend, and give my best to Ross.
Can I hang up the phone and look at it that way? A dog, you know, looks at something and turns his head like, what's up with that?
Thanks so much for making me aware of the fact that I was shirking my responsibilities, Ken, and good talking to you. Good talking to you. Oh.
Do you think there's a chance I can put it together? And he said, wait, is it possible he got laid?
Yes, Ken, it is. It's very much so. Very possible that I've gotten laid. And I'd like to thank you and the entire CBS family for getting me laid.
About thanking the CBS family. Listen to this. I made $600 today doing this line of dialogue for that TV show, Yes, Dear.
Oh, the new show that's going to be on this fall.
The show that we're going to be on. And with real speaking roles, they tell us.
Cool.
Well, there's going to be a scene on that show where they're watching a Redskins football game on TV. So I'm the guy on the TV.
Huh.
I mean, not my face, just my voice. And my line was, with first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between these two longtime rivals.
There you go.
I mean, I delivered it a little more, with a little more oomph than that.
Give us a little taste of what we're going to hear on the TV show.
With first place in the division at stake, this should be one hell of a game between these two longtime rivals.
Very good.
There it is.
Notice how they don't make any team mention there. They can't do that on those CBS shows.
No, but the guy, I guess the Mike O'Malley, is going to be wearing a Redskins jersey. He's supposed to be watching a Redskins game.
Did he get the rights to it?
It could be trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Watch it.
I am sorry.
Watch it now.
I'll stop.
Watch it. You know.
No.
You're going to push me over the edge.
I don't intend to do that.
You'll make me say things that'll get us in trouble.
As Wendell Hall, it's not what I intend to do, sir.
So anyway, that's the... And Jesus, $600.
That's cool.
That's a lot of money. $600 for that.
Very nice.
God damn.
That's more money than you get for, like, doing stuff on camera.
Yeah. Hey, listen, nobody tell my wife, okay? That's going to be daddy's secret money.
Daddy's secret. Daddy's going to hide that money.
Listen, anybody out there know if the new NFL 2K1 for the Dreamcast is out yet? These are the priorities that I have in my life.
Yeah, you know why you're asking that? It's because you got $600 in your pocket now.
Well, you know, you want to know how pathetic I am, really? That I looked at my Palm Pilot today, like I do every day, to see if there's appointments or meetings or stuff that I have to do. And when I logged on to today's date, September 7th, I saw that there was a little asterisk on the top. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on the day planner, and I had actually written in release date Sega Dreamcast NFL 2K1.
And you can be the first in your neighborhood to have it.
Yeah, and then I realized that I was at work already, and I couldn't go down the street to Best Buy or to Circuit City to get it.
Well, I would imagine that if you made an asterisk in your Palm Pilot, probably like, a year ago when they had some date that they were going to release the new one?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That the other kids might be out there getting it right now.
Well, they might be. If anybody will buy it for me and bring it down with a receipt, I'll pay you for it. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Are these turned on? Are the phones operating? Hold on a second. Nope, phones are not operating.
No.
Well, I got Bupkis on the phones.
I'm sorry, Don. I haven't been on the premises.
I got nothing on the phones.
Is there a chance that you could excuse me from not doing the duty for you today, Don?
Okay, now we got to go. We got to go get Wendell again.
No, there's no need to get him. I'm right here.
Sorry, we've got to pull him in.
What can I do for you?
We'll fix the phones.
I'm sorry. I've got late. I don't care anymore. We're moving to a commune. We're moving to a commune in Canada.
I should have asked him to smell his fingers.
Well, he showered.
It's still
there with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, being as she's Juicy Lucy.
It's lingering.
That's a chance it's still there. Well, that sucks on ice. We can't take any phone calls.
Hmm.
Hello, engineers.
Nothing I can do to help you.
Hello.
I'm totally relaxed right now.
Okay, well, while we're waiting
I'm kind of looking off into space playing with my hair.
While we're waiting for someone to come in so we can take calls.
God, I like being me.
I know somebody has the news about that stupid game I want to buy. I did watch Big Brother last night, and I want to tell you why I was happy with Big Brother.
Why?
Because those six idiots that they still have in the house.
Yes.
They came at him last night with $50,000.
And they were a unified front. They didn't budge?
In two briefcases, $50,000 and sitting in the other area with Julie Chang, they had this young whore. Up, oh, here he is again, Wendell Hall. Hi, Wendell.
Hi.
Hi. He's in here strictly to work now.
He's lying on his, he's lying on the floor right now, working on the phone system.
So they had this hoe from Florida who they had
the lady they were going to have put in the house.
This blonde girl, she's sitting next to Julie Chang last night, and they were interviewing her, and Julie Chang's talking to her like, "So I bet you can't wait to get into the house because you are so crazy and controversial and you are so sexual. You will really tear it up in there." And this girl was, you know, she had a real...
Were they saying things like that? You're so sexual?
No. She said, "You're going to bring a new energy to the house."
Right. Uh-huh.
And the girl said, "Yeah, I'm looking forward to it." And the girl looked like a real tramp. And it was obvious that CBS was positive that... by upping it, the ante from right. $10,000 to $50,000, that somebody in the house would bite, mm-hmm. and it was so funny.
They didn't do it.
When they didn't do it, and this is why that show is so goddamn boring. That they say we're going to give. She says, "Okay, $50,000. We're going to give you 1 minute to discuss it. Go ahead." And it takes them 5 seconds. They go around the room and they go, "I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Julie. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it." And then it's the camera's on them for 40 more seconds while they're saying nothing.
That's great. Well, in a way, they probably are getting together and saying, "Screw them and let them fill the time." You know, their greatest power, it would seem to me, was last night live.
Yes.
Their greatest power is when they're on live. Mm-hmm. And there's not a script. They don't have to do anything. So the best thing to do is we'll give you 1 minute to talk it over. So what they're doing is saying, you know, fill in a minute of our airtime, and then they're like, "Here, back to you, Julie."
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
That is pretty cool.
One other dynamic that I liked is that they brought Brittany back, who was the cute girl on that show.
She been kicked out?
Oh, she was kicked out last week.
Okay.
Right? She's the girl that I liked on that show. So they brought her back, and they said to her, "Oh, she's got a big ass, but she's got a real cute face." Mm-hmm. So they said to her, "You can talk to anybody in the house." Now, keep in mind that since Brittany got kicked off the show, she watched all the episodes.
Right.
And she saw how that big Moosey model
right.
talked about her behind her back.
Uh-huh.
And how the Moosey model would lay in bed with Brittany and stroke her hair mm-hmm. and say, "I'll never vote you out." And then she actually got it going to vote her out.
Right.
So they go to the house guests and they said, "Okay, we have a surprise for you. Brittany's here. We're going to give you 60 seconds to decide which one of you gets to talk to Brittany." Now, all the people in the house who don't know that this backstabbing's going on, they all think that the Moosey model is a friend. So right. they go, "Go ahead, what's the model's name? The Moose. Miss Washington?"
Moose.
Yeah, they go, "It should be Moose."
Right.
"Go ahead, Moose.
Moose.
Come on, Moose."
Okay.
And that girl obviously is uptight. She doesn't want to go face-to-face with Brittany.
Right.
But she can't tell the other people
that she's a tube-timing, backstabbing wench.
And they say to Brittany, "You can't say anything while they're discussing this." But Brittany, because it's live TV, when all the people in the house are saying, "Go ahead, Moose," she says, "No, I don't want her. I want Josh. I want Josh." So Josh goes in the red room. And they say to her, to Brittany, they say, "You can't tell Josh anything that you saw from the tapes."
Okay.
"You can't tell Josh anything that you know." And God bless her that Brittany gets in there. And the first thing she says is, "Hi, Josh. It's great to see you. Listen, you can trust the one-legged boy and you can trust the Chinese guy. Those are the only people in the house you can trust."
Wow. So she immediately violated the rule.
Oh, it was
great. The show is so out of control.
It was really good. It was just wild card television.
That's what do you think is going to happen? Do you think anybody's going to end up taking any money at all to get that other lady in? I mean, I'd take the $50,000 if I was in the house. I mean, what are your odds are?
That's third place,
right?
And they're down to six people now, but nobody took it.
Man, I'd take it.
Nobody took it. Mm-hmm. It was. Phones are still not working.
They're still working on it.
It was rather riveting. They're still working on it.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Don't know. You see there? See how nothing's lit up on the panel?
Yeah.
I think that's the problem.
Could I interest you in smelling my fingers? Don, I realize you're upset about the phones, but I don't care anymore. My life is free. I'm free as a bird. I'm Wendell Hall. I'm Wendell Smoot Hall. and I'm free as a bird. I'm happy as a lark, and I don't care if the phones work.
So anyway, I enjoyed watching that last night. And the reason I enjoyed watching it, it was because that without knowing it, the people in the house were effing with CBS.
Oh, yeah.
And that girl, Brittany, after they specifically told her, don't say anything about who you talk to.
Right.
And don't say anything about anything you saw on the tapes. She broke both of those rules. And they didn't get the hottie from Florida in the house like they thought they would.
You know, the show that I'm addicted to now, there's a new show out called Hopkins 24/7. I don't know if you've got a chance to see it. It's a reality medical show. It's kind of like what was on the Learning Channel. And the only thing I've seen on this show, Hopkins 24/7, they go into Johns Hopkins Hospital where my daughter was born. It's a great hospital. And they follow these different stories. It's not all trauma, it's not all emergency, but you see these incredible things the doctors are doing, and I'm hoping that I like the happy endings when it ends with a successful completion of the surgery. So I'm watching last night, they're doing a lung transplant on a Maryland kid.
Was it on Don Imus?
It was. No, he needs it. They can't. There's no helping him, unfortunately. And they're doing a lung transplant, and the whole thing, they're following this through the entire hour, and in the great Channel 7 tradition, you know, you're really waiting to see if this kid's going to live or die. You're going to see, is it going to be successful? Are they going to get the lungs to him from the organ donor on time? Is he going to survive? And then with the tease, with the news, you know, the brilliant Maureen Bunyan's on her feet, gets on there and says, we'll interview the Maryland boy who's doing well with new lungs tonight.
So she gets away.
Yes, and I'm like, F you! F you, you've ruined the suspense. You have ruined the suspense for me.
There they are.
Back.
Phones are operating. That show is Hopkins 24/7?
Hopkins 24/7.
I enjoyed the show Anthony Hopkins 24/7.
Have your lamb stop crying.
I just follow him around with a camera 24 hours a day.
Quid pro quo, doctor.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Where's Buzz?
I'm here.
All right, great. Hey, this is Dave down in Charles County. I'm going to pick up my son on play to high school, but we'd be delighted to pick that game up for you if you don't mind. I've got till the end of the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you'll do it, I'll be glad to pay you for it.
Be delighted to. If someone can give me directions to get to the studios over in Fairfax, I'd be happy to come out there.
Do you know for sure if it's available in a store where you're at?
There's plenty of stores between here and Fairfax.
You know what? Hold on. Let me just say thank you, but no thanks. I'm just noodling this through.
Mm-hmm.
About truly what a lazy man I am. That
well,
somebody doesn't have to go out and buy it and bring it to me now because I can't play it now. I can stop at the goddamn store on my way home.
Yeah, but your time's very valuable, and you were just saying that you have to end the show on time
to
get home to have dinner with your family. So why, if it brings a listener joy to buy you something, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
A listener chance to come in, see the studio. I think it's a wash. I think it's a push.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
There's a guy on his way now?
That's what Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, actually.
Oh, it's you.
I'm at Best Buy at Fair Lakes right now, right down the road.
Yeah, incidentally, while we're doing that, let me just throw out an offer. I would, if there's a listener that could afford it, I'd like a listener to buy me a set of Ben Hogan Apex Plus irons. I will not pay you for it. So if you want to drop by the studio with the bag, tour bag, and the Apex Plus irons, I won't be able to give you any money for it, but I'll give you a tour of the studio.
Fair enough.
Now, I think your odds of getting your Dreamcast game are much better than mine.
I'll pay for it. Bring it on down.
Sell them the Best Buy. I'll get them for you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You know, we're going to get more than one now. We're going to have bags and bags of the meth.
I'm only going to buy the first one that comes in. Only buying the first. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. It's great to talk to you. First time caller. I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And, hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Got my radio turned down and everything. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Last night when Brittany was talking to Josh, I just want to put in another piece of that. She was talking about how they're going to vote everybody off. The town where George is from, how they're going to vote everybody off, like one at a time. Like, all the people are going to vote everybody off.
Who is the remaining audience for Big Brother?
All right, I'm sorry. That is our backup signal. You've officially started to move the show in reverse.
I'm sorry. Calling about a little while ago, and I called right away.
I know. It's not so much your content. It's has much more to do with your pacing.
I'm sorry. I'm very nervous.
I can't control that. That's like, you know, when you're in a parking lot and you hear a truck backing up and you hear that beep, 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 beep.
That's what's happening right now.
That's fine, because I love it all. That's fine. I'm coming after the talk.
talk to you.
And is the emergency announcement that we've had built in whenever someone is moving the show in reverse?
Oh, that's very nervous, but that's okay. You can do anything you want to me.
Every time you talk, it goes off, so you better...
Yeah, I love you, Dynamite.
Better just hang up, though.
You're great, man.
All right.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
See you later. Oh, also, my wife won a lot of trips for me off.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this call is for Dr. Don.
I'm here.
I know you've given out medical advice before, and I need some.
Nobody does it better.
I know. That's why I'm calling. I need some advice on genital warts. What do they look like?
Well, you've come to the right place, sir.
There you go.
Because I've suffered from genital warts most of my adult life.
Do they look like whiteheads, like pimples?
They come in a variety of shapes and colors, and I advise you to do whatever I do when I get a genital wart, and that is to get yourself a nice razor blade.
No.
Like the razor blade we have here in the studio display.
You know, you didn't need the visual aid, the straight razor.
Yeah, what I do is I go down, whether it's on the shaft, whether it's on...
Is it on the sack?
If it's on the sack...
A little more delicate procedure,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why you can't drink before you do this.
Right.
Make sure you're sober. Have a cup of coffee. Sit down.
Coffee.
Spread your legs. And very easily, just one slice, the wart right off.
Clean off.
Are you going to have a contest anytime soon? You know, you gave $1,500 last time for the wacky, what would you do for $1,500? Would that qualify?
I don't think we'd pay for genital warts.
You wouldn't say
that. Fortunately, we're all memorizing the rules that come out of standards and practices, and I don't think they'd let you shave off with a razor the wart that's on your sack.
But I'll give you another little homemaker's hint, something I learned from Martha Stewart, okay. Because she has genital warts all
horrible. Yes.
Awful. Covering her entire genital area. One day I was watching her show, and I'll be honest, that's where I got the tip about cutting them off with a razor blade. Mm-hmm. What she suggests you do then is take little bags,
right.
And when you get enough of them, 15, 20, 30 of them, you can make wonderful little paper holders.
Right.
Little bean bags.
They're fantastic.
If you will.
And they're
I've
great.
I've got a ton of them.
You know, people talk about putting Arm & Hammer in the refrigerator. Once you get one of those bags, you can put that in refrigerators, and it absorbs all the unwanted odors.
It sure does.
Fantastic.
You know, a lot of people out there will tell you that the genital warts are a bad thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they are.
No, you use them in the refrigerator, and then when you're done with that, they make a great soil nutrient.
Yeah. Dr. Don, thank you for your advice, and I'll look. I'm going to go to the doctor, though. I don't know if cutting them off with the razor blade
and listen, in a pinch,
the right way to do it.
In a pinch, when Halloween time comes, when the kids come to your door,
Yeah.
Put five or six in a little bag. Hand them out to the little boogers.
Absolutely.
Tell them they're gummy bears.
Sure. They won't taste sweet, but they'll be good and chewy.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks.
I'm here to take the stigma away from genital warts.
Good. I think you've made so many people. It was so brave of you to do that.
There's nothing wrong with genital warts. Is Mr. 40 here?
Yep.
Bring him in.
Mr. 40!
Wheel him in. Well, he's going to be here for the whole show today. So let's bring him in and have him sit down and let him start drinking his 40s. This is a guy who has really fascinated us every time he calls the show.
Mm-hmm.
He calls, he drinks.
Hope he brings his 40s with him.
He loves listening to the show while he drinks.
He comments on the show.
I would venture to say, hopefully Mr. 40 is...
There he is!
There he is, coming in right now. He looks like he's in rather good shape. Doesn't look like a man that would drink beer all day.
He's much younger.
Yes.
Than I pictured him. I pictured someone like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Yeah. All right, Mr. 40 now making his way...
But no, look at him.
Slowly into the studio.
Here he comes. Mr. 40, everybody.
Here he comes. Let's give him a round of applause.
Mr. 40, welcome to the show, 40. Mr. 40. Come on in. Mr. 40.
Mr. 40, how are you?
Mr. 40, sit down.
Have a seat. Relax.
Got his bottles with him.
Welcome.
Have a seat. Robbie, give Mr. 40 some headphones. You got to get him hooked up. He's going to be here all day.
He is younger than I expected.
Hey,
absolutely.
Mr. 40, what's up?
Hey, there he is.
Okay, right in the microphone there, Mr. 40.
Mr. 40, thank you for showing up. We're not surprised that you're a little late, you know, because you're Mr. 40.
Yeah, well, I forgot how to get here.
So listen, today, we're going to go ahead and do the regular show that we always do.
Right.
Dennis is coming in, Stossel's coming in, we've got people calling. And you're just going to have a live open microphone, and you're going to be, frankly, today, it's the Don, Mike, and Mr. 40 show.
Now, have you had any of your 40s so far today?
Not technically.
I had 3 12-ounce Fosters, but that's only 36 ounces.
Now, Mr. 40, do you enjoy a 40 every day or 2 40s every day or
daily?
Daily.
Yeah, daily.
Much. Right.
What do you do for a living, Mr. 40?
Live.
You live.
Lives for a living. There you go. Can you hear yourself in the headphones all right now, Mr. 40?
No.
Let's see if we can work
can't
on this.
Hear it.
But I wasn't saying anything.
All right. Mr. 40, who's the celeb you think you must have?
Cold 45. Fantastic. Looks like it's nicely, freshly chilled.
Cold. Just got out of the cooler.
Now, do you drink it right out of the bottle or do you pour it in a bag?
No, you just hold it in the bag for grip.
Oh, you hold it in the
Yeah, because the 40s are bigger than the regular bottles, and they might slip out of your hand.
It's a little wet from the cooler, too.
Let's get the sound of Mr. 40 opening his first 40 on the show.
Go ahead, Mr. 40. There you go. This is a great day for the Don and Mike Show. We're joined finally in studio by our friend, Mr. 40.
And there is no reason for him not to start right in on the 40s and relax and enjoy himself.
Now, I bought a couple for y'all.
Mr. 40, we can't drink during the show.
Can't do it. No, can't do it. I think there's some obscure FCC rule about that.
But I will tell you that if indeed, by the end of tonight's show, you are too inebriated to drive, we will arrange transportation for you home and get you back here again so you can get your car when you're fine.
There will be no drinking and driving and... which means you can just kick back and have a good time, Mr. 40.
Now, who's the celeb you think you most resemble, Mr. 40?
That's a toss-up. And is it whoever's bald-headed and black at the time?
But there's so many who are bald-headed and black.
Exactly, as I've been called.
How old are you, Mr. 40?
Oh, 29.
29?
Yeah.
Blacks don't crack.
I'd say a drunk D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Would you take that as a compliment? You're the drunk D'Angelo?
I've never been called D'Angelo just because of the lack of hair.
A little bit like Jervis.
Yeah, Jervis.
Oh, God. No, he's better looking than Jervis.
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 Kind of a combination between Jervis and Snipes.
Yeah. Hey, you got some Snipes.
Yeah.
You got some Snipes. So listen, Mr. 40.
The Wayans.
Just chill back.
The Wayans, yeah.
The Wayans brothers.
Kick back.
Are we supposed to, everybody's facing out. Are we supposed to face
you can face any way you like.
That's Buzz.
Like.
That's Buzz, Mr. 40.
That's Buzz. And that's Rob back here.
How you doing?
Rob's eating. You're going to see him do that a lot today.
Remember I called a few times and kept saying I forgot what I was going to say?
Yeah.
I wanted y'all to get those people to sing my name for me so when I came it could be like, Mr. 40!
Oh, he wanted a jingle. A jingle shout.
Well, we'll order one for you for the next time you're here.
Right.
All right, now, Mr. 40, kicking back, having his 40. Let's take a couple of calls with Mr. 40 in the studio. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike and Mr. 40, hello.
Check this out. We love these. The top 10 most worthless people on the face of the earth.
All right.
Number 10, Linda McCartney.
What is this?
Number 9, Jose Canseco.
What are you doing? Hello?
It's you.
Number 8, looks like that.
I think it's us.
Bonnie. Number 8, the entire cast of the show Perfect Strangers.
What are you doing?
Rob.
Hello?
Number 7.
You got the phone to the speaker or something.
Pardon me, Mr. 40?
Oh, I'm new at this.
That's right. No, this is good. He was saying he's got the phone up to the speaker. You were saying, what are you doing? As Mr. 40 was explaining it to you.
Don and Mike.
Okay.
Yep.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Please, today it's Don and Mike and Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
What's that?
Hey, are you like Mr. 40. Hey, guys.
I like Mr. 40 sitting with his back completely to me like this. All I am looking at is the back of his
head. He's reading the newspaper.
It's very cool. I like this. It's funnier this way.
Yes, so what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Are you sure you want to do this? You know, I was on the show once and drank a lot and had a real bad experience.
Who is it, Jimmy Babbitt?
Yeah, hey, guys.
I kind of think that Mr. 40 won't end up being taken to the emergency room for too much alcohol like you were, Mr. Babbitt.
Thank you, Jimmy Babbitt. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Did you hear on Big Brother last night where the host told the people to ignore the megaphone from outside the compound, that what they were saying was not true?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, we talked about that yesterday. People have found out where the show's being shot,
right?
And they're effing with the people in side, that they're actually going outside with megaphones.
So they're really, but it's so obvious to the, you know, they don't have any respect for their viewers because if they're saying that to the people in the house, then what they're doing is proving that they're lying to the people in the house. That's just terrible.
And the other thing that was funny was when Josh came back in after he talked to Brittany,
right.
They said, so what did Brittany say about the show? And he said, oh, she said that it's being edited fairly. And then they had a discussion about if the show was popular or not.
Oh, Oh, really?
Because they don't know it. And the six of them, they said, oh, it must be doing great. Jeez, I bet when we leave the house, there's going to be, like, limos and photographers, and Britney's a big star now, and, wow, everybody's watching us.
They're not aware of the ratings for the show. That's,
yeah.
They really are isolated, aren't they?
Hello, John and Mike. Please turn your radio down. Thank you for listening. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
you're on the air. Don and Mike and Mr. 40.
Mr. 40 is the bomb.
Thank you, dog.
We love Mr. 40.
I like that.
He's very relaxed. You know, what's wonderful is he's just as relaxed as he is on the phone in the comfort of his own domicile.
How many 40s did you bring with you, Mr. 40?
He's counting now.
He's got it checked. Are there
four
two
or total? There's three more in there. I bought assorted brands. I got a St. Ives right here.
Yeah.
And an OE.
What's the OE? Can I see the OE?
There you go. Take a look at that.
Old English.
Old English. It's a good furniture polish.
I should have bought the cooler in here.
You can go get your cooler during the break.
And a Red Bull.
Red Bull.
And I'm sipping on the Coke 45. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Mr. 40, I know you like them all, but you must have one that you like more than the others. Do you like any particular malt liquor more?
They don't all taste the same.
I know they don't.
I'm a Red Bull now.
Red Bull. Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're going to save that for last.
Yeah.
What about Mickey's, Mr. 40?
Oh, yeah. I just did. They didn't have any more Mickey's at the store.
Now, what's a Mickey?
The big mouth.
The big mouth.
Oh, right mouth.
I mean, they used to make them in the little hand grenade type thing.
Oh, the little. Oh, okay. All right. All right.
What's the whitest malt liquor?
The whitest?
What do white people drink?
Ooh, that's a good one. They drink Red Bull. I drank Red Bull with a white boy before.
And Mr. 40, when you listen to our show, do you drink every day when you listen to the show? Do you ever hear the show when you're not drinking?
No.
No. Okay.
Good man.
All right.
Oh, actually, yesterday I did.
Oh, yesterday. Did it seem as good to you when you're not drinking?
It was pretty funny.
Pretty funny, but not as good as when you're drinking?
Nothing's as good as when you're
drinking. Hello, Donna, Mike, and Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40, I mean Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Mr. 40, were you ever in the military?
Nah.
Many of my friends in the military drank a lot of malt liquor, and they didn't do anything after getting out, and I was just wondering if you were participating in a few of the military that got out and just decided to drink malt liquor.
No, I drank with a lot of military dudes, though, especially up in Maine, up at Fort. Forgot what the name of it was.
Hey, they can put it down, huh?
Oh, yeah, well.
Shocker, you forgot.
Put a couple on the same, but it was fun, though. Yeah, they some drinkers. What brands were you in?
What about gin and tonic?
Oh, yeah, I'm with the mixed drinks, too. I just mainly drink 40s. I can't mix those on the run, you know.
Hold on, let me get rid of that guy on line 4. Rob, this line is not the best line I've ever tried. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
What's up? You Milwaukee's best drinker now?
Milwaukee, if necessary.
Hey, the price is right.
Always.
Hey, and don't be no more of that to Rob A, because he couldn't find his headphones for you.
Oh, now he found him rather quickly. Oh.
Mr. 40 has tapped into a vein of our listeners.
I'm telling you, he's popular. I love it when he calls the show.
There is tremendous enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mr. 40.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby.
Hey, listen, I want to do talk about Hopkins 24/7 for a second. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Love the show. And it's so.
I love that show.
It's great. I'm a pharmaceutical rep. I know you play golf with a few. And actually spoke to Dr. The guy who did the lung transplant today. Dr.
You
Yang.
Know, those guys, I mean, it's just to watch those guys do that, and then you see the kid's lung fill up with air at the very end, and then you don't know until the last second whether it's going to be,
cool.
You know.
I'm sorry.
And he's such a cool guy. I mean, you know how, sometimes pharmaceutical reps say doctors are really tough to talk to and everything? He was just so cool. I'm like, hey, you're famous now. He's like, yeah, they keep ribbing me about it. I'm like, oh, great joke.
It's a great show. You know,
and across the hall, believe it or not, is a guy from the first show, Cornwell.
I'm sorry, they're not listening. Mr. 40 and Don are not listening to you. They are giggling like schoolgirls because they didn't see the show last night.
No, you're wrong.
I didn't see the show.
You're wrong. I didn't see the show, but I was laughing because you were trying to say something serious.
I know, Mr. 40 is taking a big swig out of his 40 over there. I understand.
His lungs. He's
blame it on me, man.
You're funny. Jesus, you're funny. God damn. You got to turn around so Mike can see you.
No, I like it this way. I do, because...
You made him spit his beer out.
I like his... I really... At one point, I can only just see the back of his head. He's looking over at Buzz while he's drinking his 40. How are you progressing on that first one, incidentally? You seem like you're doing pretty well with it.
That's what the bag is for.
Oh, the mystery of it.
How long it was before I knew Buzz was a separate person?
Pardon me?
That Buzz is over in a separate studio?
You didn't know that.
No, I thought it was just the two of you.
Well, you've heard Buzz on the show before, right?
Man, the voices all sound the same.
They blend together.
Hello, Dawn and Mike and Mr. Forty.
I'm one of Mike's characters.
Hello.
Wendell Hall never thought he was a man. Wendell Hall, Don told him he can. Wendell Hall says hit Lucy Skins. Wendell Hall, now he's got a big grin.
All right, thank you.
A tribute to the successful Wendell Hall.
Wendell Hall, he got laid. Did you hear that, Mr. Forty?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, 40, what's going on?
Hey.
What's going on, man?
I got a morning show for you, 40 ounces in the morning.
I like that. I'm on the 40-ounce diet now, 40 ounces in the morning.
Mr. 40, if they were to offer 40
ounce at lunch.
If they were to offer you...
dinner.
Right.
Hey. Hey, Don, give a call to Donnie Simpson. Get him on the radio.
If they were to offer you a morning show where you'd be getting up at, say, 4:30 in the morning, do you think you'd be able to do that?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't think I'd be getting up. I'd be up from...
The night before.
Right.
I know. Listen, Mr. 40, we have to go to break. Have you heard when we do the contest? The Secret Sound?
Secret Sound, yeah.
You want to try to get us into that here?
Caller 100. Call us up and guess for that Secret Sound so I can hear my man sing like...
Robert Goulet, Mr. Ford.
RG.
Yeah, RG.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. We'll take call 100 right now.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. With your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're back at Mr. 40.
Just kicking back. We're doing the show. Mr. 40 is doing the show with us and having some 40s.
Right, we've always loved this guy calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely invite anybody to come down and be a guest host, but he's in today and he's going to contribute when he feels like it. You feeling like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, call 100 time. Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Matthew Horner.
Matt, where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore.
Matt, call 100. You've won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on the TV, Sex and the City, this Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. You know, we've got to give away the money because we're ready to start a new contest. This is the final Secret Sound.
So are you going
to
be giving hints?
Yes. The hint yesterday was... Think bathroom.
Right.
Then it was think bathroom, not toilet.
Hmm.
And the hint today, and I've offered it before. What are you laughing at?
He just starts laughing.
What's so funny?
He likes the show.
The hint today.
It's kind of fun watching this work, isn't it?
Sounded like Susan for a minute. Today.
Susan from Survivor? The hint today, and I've given it for other sounds before, personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Okay. Personal hygiene, but nothing to do with the toilet. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Play you the sound now. You get it. You win $500. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like. And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Common everyday sound. Have any advice for this guy, Mr. 40?
No.
No. No. No advice.
The odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
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 Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, for $5, what is the sound?
Is it replacing the toilet paper holder?
Didn't I just say it has nothing to do with the bathroom, with the toilet?
Well, toilet paper is different than...
No. He said very clearly it had nothing to do with the toilet.
No toilet.
No toilet.
No toilet.
You weren't paying attention.
Sorry. Not to mention the fact that was our last Secret Sound.
Correct.
Was the spindle for the toilet rolls. Oh. The toilet paper roll.
But other than that, it was a great guest.
Right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
And don't forget that almost every guest is a clue for you. Now, listen, before we bring Dennis in, the guy's here with my Sega Dreamcast game.
Oh, very good.
So let me pay him for that.
Oh, good.
Get him in here, and I think he brought something for Mr. 40 also.
Oh, excellent. Here he comes. Enter and sign in, sir.
Hi, well, what's your name?
Paul Charette.
Paul Charette. Thank you, Paul. Where are you from?
Paul.
Right here in Fairfax.
Right here in Fairfax.
Look, Paul, say hi to Mr. 40. He's our guest today.
What's going on, dog? Oh, Hurricane!
Hurricane 40.
Brought him a Hurricane 40. Beautiful. Look, at that's the game I wanted with Randy Moss on the cover.
The brand new one.
Sega NFL 2K1.
Better graphics than anything else.
Kicks ass. How much did you pay for it?
50-something.
All right.
Take 50.
50?
50 and...
50. We for a guy say 50.
50. 50.
50.
How much is it?
52.24.
52.
I'll take 50.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's 53.
Oh.
Keep the change.
Hey. Keep the change. Your generosity moves me to tears.
Thank you. Paul, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
I appreciate it because I am the laziest man in the world. What?
Guys, I'm just every day driving by here.
Oh, you do?
How much?
Oh,
fantastic. Hey, look at Mr. 40 wants to pay you for the hurricane. How much does that? I'm curious what that costs. What's that cost?
$1.59.
That's $1.50. This stuff's cheap.
$1.50. Wow.
Mr. 40, it's on me. There you go.
Oh, you.
But there's two more dollars.
Wow.
That's on me.
I'm honored.
That's on me.
I'm honored.
That stuff, seriously, is quite a bargain.
It's cheap.
$1.50.
I pulled out a.
Where'd you get it?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. $1.50.
Okay.
All right.
49 with.
Might be making a stop on the way home.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the game. Much appreciated.
Nice seeing you.
All right. Get him out of here because we got to wheel Dennis in now.
Thanks a lot. It's just pandemonium.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. God damn, I can't wait to go home and play this. You know, we don't have Sega Dreamcast here today.
Like, bring that in.
We do have PlayStation because we're going to be playing Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy today.
PlayStation.
And as it turns out, it's great you're here. You can play with us, Mr. 40. Joining us now is Major Effing star Dennis Murphy, who's coming in to tell us about his sexual conquest in Phoenix.
All right.
Also, I have an article from a Pennsylvania newspaper.
What's up, Dennis? How you doing, dog?
All right, there you go.
What's up?
Oh, high five. Yeah. All right, a greeting from Dennis Murphy to Mr. 40.
Hey, do your thing, dog. Don't mind me.
Okay, man. Good luck.
You want 40?
Can I have a 40?
Yeah, Dennis can have a 40.
Sure. Oh,
God. Why don't you give him the, you know what, Mr. 40's, the hurricane, is that as cold as the other ones? I think Dennis ought to get the warmer one.
Oh, no.
What's that? You want those?
Okay,
Mr. 40, whatever you like. This is like when you go to a restaurant.
What's up, Dennis?
It's like when you go to a restaurant, you tell the waiter.
Look, he's got all his bags. He's got his bags ready.
He's got the finest wine.
He's going to give him the hurricane.
It's all about the wrap.
Now watch this. There's a technique.
Oh, I like that laugh.
So the wrapping of the 40.
I'm not holding it.
Hey, you got it.
That's kind of a twisting motion, right?
I'll be it for me.
All right, Dennis. Here's to you.
You got a toast first, Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, you got a toast, Mr. 40.
Thank you.
Dennis, you're supposed to say one for me, one for my homies.
One for me and one for my homies.
Watch the shoes.
What? You don't need to pour it on the floor, Dennis. Don't worry.
You're going to pour it out.
Don't pour it. Would you see that in the movie next Friday or something? Don't pour it on the floor,
okay.
Dennis.
Okay. No. So, yeah. Thank you for having me here, guys. Thank you.
What's your hat, Dennis? What's that hat?
It was going to Gundam back.
All right, let me see the picture of the woman you're banging in Arizona.
What do you think of this picture?
Let me take a look at her. Hey. Well,
that picture got her.
I want to pass it to Mike, and then we'll pass it to Mr. Ford.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell everybody, this is a woman who Dennis met on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
She's 57. And he's banging her.
Uh-huh.
He flies out to Phoenix to have sex with her.
No,
all right,
no.
Pass it over to Mr. 40.
Here you go, Mr. 40.
Take a look at that.
What do you think, Mr. 40?
I know clothes, huh?
I know. She was naked when she took that picture.
Okay.
Or a Polaroid.
Right. It's simply a headshot.
Yeah, a headshot.
What
kind of Polaroid is that?
Yeah, it looks like it's been clipped off. It's a little narrow. She looks younger than I thought.
No. She looks 57.
I think Buzz wants to see it, too.
Lovely.
Oh, thank you.
She's lovely.
Dennis, you could do a lot worse, in my opinion.
Oh, I know, but I was quite... Why?
So, this is a woman you met on the internet.
Yeah.
You fly out to Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
You have sex with her.
Oh, you laughing about that? Okay.
So, when you flew out to Phoenix to have sex with her, when was the most recent trip?
This past weekend.
Oh, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want some more of your hurricane, Dennis?
Oh, I'll take a hurricane.
Hey, what was the dude's name? Paul, right?
McGinnis.
No, the other dude.
Oh, the guy who brought the game? Yeah, Paul.
I didn't give him the 40, Paul.
Oh, what the hell?
That's all right. What is that the Dennis is drinking? Is that less than a 40?
No, that's the hurricane.
That's the hurricane.
I'm drinking a hurricane, Don.
Is it malt liquor?
I don't know.
Technically,
it's malt liquor.
Okay, yeah, it's malt liquor.
Okay, so,
right.
Dennis, this girl?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got a call for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me, it's Paul.
Oh, Paul, the guy who was just here?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, Paul, what can we do for you?
Dennis showed me the picture also when I was there.
Yeah?
What do you think, Paul?
She's a hottie.
All right, there you go.
Amen.
Props from Paul, Dennis.
Dennis is getting into that 40 that Paul brought in here.
If you notice the pictures, the woman's not wearing much.
Oh, no. Right. Headshot.
Right. So when you go out there and you have sex with her, do you have straight man-on-woman sex?
Yes.
Intercourse?
Yes.
Are you on top or on bottom?
I got it on top.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a problem with her legs, so she got on top of me.
Oh, dear. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Are you a nimble lovemaker, Dennis?
Actually,
are you a sexual gymnast?
Well, I'm like God. I'm a premature, you know what.
Yeah, he's like me, Mike.
Yeah.
He's like me so many ways.
Dennis, I think premature in your case is like when you get off the plane.
No, actually, God, you can't believe this. I met her. I met her at the airport. We said hello. What? I met her at the airport. What?
Mr. 40 was coughing up a lung.
Oh, okay.
It worked.
Mm-hmm. And Dennis, listen, when we have a guest in the studio, don't say that I prematurely ejaculate. Okay? You embarrass me in front of our guest. Okay? Dennis?
But actually, we met at the airport.
I have trouble controlling myself because my wife's so beautiful.
I know, she is beautiful.
I would not say that I prematurely ejaculate.
Oh, okay.
I just have no control.
Yeah, you know, it took me around the first time a minute, then I was able to hold myself.
Oh, that's a lovely picture.
Oh, come on,
nice. Lovely picture right there.
All right, so you're on the bottom. What's wrong with her legs?
She has pink. She had pain in
arthritis?
No, it's not arthritis. She had some type of condition which I cannot pronounce.
Wow.
It's called fibromyalgia.
It's painful.
You ever heard of it?
Pronounced it pretty well.
Oh, really?
You did it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Floyd.
For that.
Absolutely. Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So, fibromyalgia.
Right. So she's got bad knees, so you got to be...
On the bottom.
On the bottom.
So, you don't mind it down there, though.
Oh, I don't mind it. On the bottom, godly, I don't care.
Now, if she had bad knees, what would it matter if she was... Wouldn't it be easy for her?
If she had bad knees, I would think her being on top would be more difficult.
Oh, her knees.
Hold on. No, in between her knees got hooked.
In between the toes.
Yeah.
Johnny. Johnny.
I don't know what happened, but basically we spent half and half. I was on bottom, she was on top.
Time
to rub the bunions, Johnny.
It's that commercial.
Between the toes. That's like the lady that Dennis is banging. That lady in that commercial.
That's exactly what it's like.
So when you have sex with her, has she performed the old
She tried to, but it was unsuccessful.
It was unsuccessful when she tried to give you oral sex?
She was gone.
She was doing what, Dennis?
So close.
I'm a barf.
She was doing what?
I couldn't.
Oh,
you know what?
Too slow.
Quit stroke.
Dennis, you're supposed to. Mr. 40 is cracking me up. You are supposed to communicate with your lover. You're supposed to give her.
I said, can you do it faster?
What did she say?
She didn't know how to do it faster.
Jesus. So, have you performed that act on her?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like Playboy After Dark.
Long after dark. And how did she enjoy the experience of having you?
She enjoyed it really well. You know, I don't have, you know,
I know
a form tongue.
You have half a tongue.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what I had to do was, I put my nose in there.
Oh.
And I was going like this.
Oh.
What?
So, you were giving her nose?
Yeah. She was enjoying it.
Well,
Well, you got a pretty pointy nose there, Dennis, so it probably works pretty well, don't you?
Good, what well?
How did you enjoy that?
It was great.
I believe Dennis is giving us the very accurate description of my God.
All right, so when you fly out to Phoenix, how many days did you spend with this old broad?
The first time.
Dennis, what happened? I gotta describe kind of what's going on. Mr. 40 just started cracking up, and then Dennis started looking at Mr. 40 and cracking up. These two are enjoying each other's company, which doesn't surprise me at all.
No, the first time we spent 3 days together.
3 days. Now, what about this last trip? How many days were you out there?
I'll go for almost 4 days.
4 days. How many times did you have sex in the 4 days?
I would say, the same amount as the first time, around 15 times, that I would actually get it up. Yeah.
Well, between you and Wendell Hall, everybody's satisfied today.
So after you bang this old chick, what do you do? Cuddle and watch Matlock? Do you,
cuddle and watch
QVC?
You know what? We cuddle for a long time, and then, you know, the Evan Griffin Miller song was on this past weekend?
Yeah.
You know, in between the, you know, sessions, I went to Andy Cable and she wanted.
Did she cook for you?
Actually, she did cook. She made me omelets in the morning, Sloppy Joe's at lunch, and hamburgers in the evening.
So I guess it would be Andy Griffith, Sloppy Joe's, omelets, sex, and occasional ice cream.
I had 2 BMs when I was out there.
You know, sex.
You only had 2 in 3 days?
You only had 2 BMs? Why?
That's my usual.
A sloppy joke.
That's my usual. You know, I probably do it once every 2 days.
You don't take a BM every day?
Well, I try, but it won't come out.
So you got a constipation problem, Dennis? Are you constipated?
No, I'm fine. My insides are great. I'm just fat.
Now, does this old broad know that you're using her just for sex? Do you think she's falling in love with you?
Okay, Don, she said I love you right away, right?
Hey, something's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I see something coming. Go ahead, Dennis.
No,
you're going with this.
That made me really uncomfortable, but I cannot say I love this lady.
You could not say it back then.
No.
But Dennis, as time has passed, your second trip out there now?
Uh-huh.
Is there a romance blossoming?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Did she say I love you on this trip?
Twice.
Twice. And tell me, how awkward is it, and what a great position it must be for Dennis to be in, to have somebody say to him I love you, and him being able not to say it back to them?
You know, Dennis is the swinging bachelor. Let's make no mistake about it.
When she says to you, I love you,
yeah.
What did you say?
I said, thank you.
How did she respond to that? You did not respond to her love.
You're a player. That's what you are. You're a player.
Thank you, Michael Roy.
You got it going on.
No, but I said, thank you, but the only thing I can say to her, I care for her, and that's it.
Right.
You know, I don't want to tell someone I love them and lie.
But it's very clear to a woman when you don't respond with I love you too. Did she appear to be hurt by that?
No.
By you not
apparently
responding?
She enjoyed the whole 7 days so far.
Listen, perhaps you could love her as a mother. Perhaps you could love her as a grandmother.
You know what? She was my mother because each time I took a shower, she made my clothes out on my bed. What I should wear.
Oh, she mothered you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
You know, like a mother. Uh-huh.
But a mother and you just had a great sexual relationship.
We just had a good time.
That's normal.
Great sex.
Right. Like Elvis.
Yeah.
All right. And this is a successful internet romance, incidentally. I'd like to point that out.
Absolutely. Successful internet romance, but I don't think that's going to go any further than this.
But what about her? She's cool with you being on the radio and talking about it? You must have had to tell her everything now.
I said the first time I was on the radio, and she didn't like it.
So she wouldn't be thrilled that you're sitting here talking about your...
50-50 says no.
Mm-hmm. Says no.
Yeah. Do you plan to go back?
No, actually,
so you're done with her?
I have to say I'm done.
Oh, I guarantee you that's not true.
Does she know that?
Why do you say that, Mike?
Dennis, because you're going to go a month or two, and then you're just going to have that need.
And right. Mr. 40 had an excellent question. Does she know that? Does she know it's over?
I'm going to gradually
You're going to wean her?
Oh, Dennis, why the turnoff? Why not a blossoming romance
okay.
with this woman? What's the main turnoff? She gives you sex, she makes you almost a sloppy Joe, she lays your clothes out.
Uh-huh.
Why
we cook a shower together also.
You showered together?
Around 4 or 5 times.
That was must have been a scene out of The Shining right there.
Gross.
Yeah, it looked very good.
Does she look like the lady in The Shining bathroom? No.
I'm just kidding. Don't you think she looks like Bette Nibble a little
yeah,
bit?
She does, yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely.
Bette Nibble?
Sure. Uh-huh. Does she have a shower seat?
No, but if you have a shower pad, so we wouldn't clip.
A shower pad? Yeah. You would say, why are you not in love with this woman, Dennis?
Well,
is it the age difference?
Is it the in between the knee thing?
No, it's not that.
Between the toes, Johnny.
No, actually, I would say it's the age difference, and also I don't think she can bear any kids with me.
Because you want the right. Dennis Murphy name to...
Right.
You want Dennis the second.
Yeah, I want...
You'd have beautiful kids. Looking at the picture of her and looking at you, you'd have really beautiful kids.
Oh, thank you.
So you want to have a family someday?
Eventually.
But Dennis, you're no spring chicken, you know? It's not like guys have the same biological clock, but...
That's right. Look at you. You're nearly 10 years younger, and everything's looking out for you,
is that what
right?
You're Dennis, are you looking to marry a younger woman? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, you know, in the 30s. Early on the 30s or late 30s, it doesn't matter.
How's her hygiene?
Oh, she was very, very... Oh, she smelled very nice.
Like roses?
Yeah, she used coconut oil all over her
body. Johnny, is she retired? What does she do for a living?
Well, actually, she is legally separated, and she's waiting for the settlement on her divorce, and then she's going to try to find work after that.
Now, does she live in a retirement community?
Well, actually, she has her own apartment.
Her own apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah. Dennis, also want to give you some pub here for your appearance coming up in York, Pennsylvania very soon.
Yeah, hold on.
Where we are heard on WOYK radio every day. I have an article somebody faxed me. Do you have that article?
No. But I have the information. We got article.
Okay, here you go. This is from the local newspapers. You can see it says, Dennis the Menace.
Look at that. Look at that publicity. Look at that feature column on Dennis Murphy.
I appreciate your for doing this for me.
Radio stuntman visits York.
There you go. And he is. Technically, he is a radio. And I'm not talking about just radio stunts. Dennis jumped out of an airplane, so he does qualify as a radio stuntman.
And Mike, that is the first line of this article.
Oh, really?
He's jumped out of an airplane at 4,000 feet. 14,000
feet.
He's been chased by bulls through the streets of Las Vegas. He's stripped to his birthday suit on a nude beach in Jamaica and had a private encounter with a Reno call girl. At the age of 34, he lost his virginity to Denise the Dominatrix. He once judged a kissing contest that involved four gorgeous women.
Yep.
And one very steamy hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble reading this because it's a bad fact.
I'm sorry.
James Bond has nothing on the lifestyle of Dennis Murphy, a 40-year-old accountant who has achieved his 15 minutes of fame.
That was Dennis, incidentally.
On the National Don and Mike Show. The show has made a radio superstar of Murphy.
There you go.
Really?
Yes, I do.
No.
Participates in the bizarre stunts that are conjured up by the fun-loving hosts. The popular show has the flavor of the hilarious pranks of MTV's Tom Green. The four-hour show, contest, honk for cash, trip, trivia, blah, 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 blah. Let me see. Here we go. Dennis now speaking. Quote from Dennis.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I want a trip to go see the Redskins and Giants play at the Meadowlands, he says. That's when I first met Don and Mike. I guess since that first meeting, they've taken a likening to me. I've been calling the show ever since.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Based in Washington, the Don and Mike show is heard in over 16 markets across the
country. You know how pronunciation.
Okay, so they got it wrong.
You said 16.
All
right, well, they said 16.
I know.
Dennis has had the opportunity to visit a number of the show's affiliates, including cities in Iowa, Nevada, and California. This month, he'll be paying a visit to York County, where Don and Mike is heard on WOYK.
Wait.
Dennis's appearance is in conjunction with brewery products.
Oh.
And the station is delighted to have a member of the Dynamite crew. Murphy will do just about anything. This is what the program director is saying. That's why he's so great on the show. There are no rules, no format. Dennis is scheduled to arrive in York on September 16th for A Weekend with Murphy.
There you go.
That Friday night, he'll be appearing at Murph's Study Hall, followed by a visit to J.D.'s in Gettysburg on Saturday. So far, his weekend plans are said to include autographs and photo ops.
There you go.
As well as karaoke.
Yeah, and karaoke.
And a turn as a celebrity bartender.
You know, not since you went to Iowa. Has this been a big weekend for you?
Well, this is a great weekend for me because when I get there, I'm going to be limited to everywhere I go in your Oregon.
About time he got treated the way he should be treated.
Mm-hmm. Dennis has attracted his own legions of fans.
Of course he has.
Through his work on the show. Listeners across the country have embraced his unique brand of comedy and adventure. Jesus, this is a load of crap.
This is a funny. I just want to say, this is a funny studio today.
Yes, it is.
This is a funny goddamn studio today, man. It really is.
Their interest has inspired Murphy to create his own website, along with T-shirts, declaring Dennis Murphy as a major effing star. He's even recorded his own Christmas CD.
There you go.
Have a Merry Effing Christmas, with special lyrics dedicated to Don and Mike. Being on the radio has been my lifelong dream, he says. I have to say I really appreciate what Don and Mike have done for me. I owe everything to Don and Mike. I've done very interesting things with them. I'm a very fortunate person.
Dennis, I love that article.
Thank you.
I love that. And you give us our props, and that is very kind very of you, nice Dennis. High five for Mr. 40.
Mr. 40, would you mind reading that, please,
yeah.
where Dennis will be appearing in New York, Pennsylvania?
Dennis Murphy's appearances, colon.
Don't have to read the punctuation.
So, Friday, September 15th at 9 p.m. at Murphy's Study Hall, York, Pennsylvania. Get the number out to you.
Yeah.
If you need directions or whatever, 717-848-4030. That's 717-848-4030.
Hey, you're a good
cocky. It's that 40 that got me.
Oh, okay.
And then Saturday, September 16th at 6 p.m. at JD's Grill in Gettysburg. And that number there is 717-334-2200. Again, that's
717-334-2200. Hey, Mr. 40. Nice.
40.
Nice. There you go. Nice job.
Hold on, before I kick you out, I think I have some calls for you.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, got a question for y'all over there. How in the hell does Dennis go down, bang some 137-year-old Arizonian on multiple times, multiple occasions, and then you want to sponsor him to go do a Don't Get a Boner contest at some porno-making show?
What? Well, Dennis is still going to take that trip in October.
And we based that on Dennis's earlier trip to the Bordello out in Nevada, where he went out there and was unable to achieve. And that's, you know, the lady aside, Dennis is the right man for this job.
And frankly, it's Dennis's word at this point. We don't have any proof that Dennis is, in fact, the sexual Superman he's told us that he is.
Absolutely.
But, Don,
I'd like to believe it, Dennis.
Look into my eyes. Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I actually have a question for Mr. 40.
Yeah, he's drinking right now, but yeah, he's
here. Chugging.
Yo, what's up?
I wanted to see what he thought about your bro ham.
Oh, he didn't get a bro ham. You got a DeVille, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a bro ham.
Nah, if he had a bro ham, I'd have took that yesterday. he got a DeVille.
A DeVille.
Yeah, I got a nice Cadillac DeVille.
Is that what it is? I thought it was a Seville.
No, it's a
Seville.
You got
a Seville, SLS?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice. Not your father's car.
Yeah, that's right. That's a nice car.
Did your father call, Don?
What?
I thought you were test driving
it. No, I bought it.
Okay.
I bought it. Okay, goodbye.
Take it easy.
See ya. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Dennis, what's your problem? All you got to do is put your thumb over her face.
Oh, what? It's the first cruel call. Don't worry about it, Dennis. Don't let it bother you. Not important.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, yeah. I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I was in Las Vegas this weekend, and I saw Dennis Murphy.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, too, with that old hag that you were with.
Were you in Las Vegas with the...
Oh, look at that.
Well, you know, one of the things about Phoenix, I mean, I'm not trying to say this guy's right, Dennis, but one of the things about Phoenix, a lot of people that go to Phoenix take a quick hop up to Vegas to go gamble and
stuff. Well, it's only 4 hours away, but we We actually did not need
Does the woman have blonde hair?
What?
Does a woman have blonde hair?
No.
No.
No, it must have been some other one-armed man with a woman who could have been his grandmother.
I
know, I'm a one-handed man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
With her?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike. Mike. Oh.
You had sex with your stump with her?
It wouldn't fit, but she enjoyed it, though.
Wouldn't fit. That's pretty good for that, isn't it?
Player, player.
So you serviced her with your stump?
Yeah.
Jesus. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Chris from Sacramento. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris. Oh.
Hey, I wanted to ask Mr. 40 a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a 64-ounce Old English bottle?
Yeah, the big bumpers. They don't make those too much anymore.
Those are the big dogs. Two of those are to the curb.
You can only get them out west right now. I used to get them when I at Ohio State when I went there, the big 64s. Yeah, I remember those, but that's why I couldn't be Mr. 64. They don't sell them on the
Hey,
East
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Dennis,
yeah.
Thank you for this appearance.
Okay.
Your time is over.
Okay.
Good luck on your appearance in York, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words in your article. Congratulations on your sexual conquest.
What is the yellow T-shirt you have? What is
oh,
that?
You know what? You gave me... I got that on the plane. She gave me this T-shirt.
Who gave your grandma give this to you?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Somebody in Arizona loves me.
Oh.
Liz. That is such like an old lady gift, isn't
That's
it?
A wonderful, wonderful gift.
I haven't worn it yet.
You haven't worn it yet.
Frame it, Dennis.
That's
frame
the T-shirt she gave him.
She fed you, Dennis. You look like you've gained, have you gained a little weight?
Yeah. You know, like, she gave me, like I said,
Sloppy Joe's and omelet.
French toast. everything.
Hey, Dennis, where was the last time you got really good French toast?
With her.
Thanks. No, I was talking about that's what we served you when you slept in the bed at the O'Mara house.
Okay, no,
how
no,
soon
no.
they forget.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right, get out of here, Dennis.
Get out of here.
Mike, okay.
Your excuse.
Okay.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye-bye. I should give Dennis a shirt that says somebody in Virginia loves you. Two guys in Virginia love you.
Hey, take a light. Take a light. Hey, real good.
Christmas time, Donald. Have it made up and we can both sign it.
Good to put a name with the face.
Bye, yeah. Dennis. Bye. Very good.
Hey, Mr. 40, what do you think of old Dennis Murphy? He's been on the show for a long time.
Hey, Dennis is energetic. Man.
Yeah, he is.
Leading so much to the show.
You guys got along well. I like that. It's a beautiful thing.
Get along with pretty much everybody.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Ebony and ivory. It's a beautiful thing to see here on this show.
They'll be going into the studio together.
Now, listen, we're going to take a break. Oh, and we come back, I believe, Chuck Stossel, the love muscle's coming in.
This is going to be an interesting change.
What are you laughing at, Mr. 40?
Stop and we're...
Oh, Dennis stopped at the window he was drinking? Gotcha. Not only would Charlie be talking about movies,
right.
And I believe this will be maybe the first time Charlie's ever actually sat in a room with a Negro. So that'll be an interesting experience.
He's already very frightened.
But we also have some goddamn great hate mail this
Don't
week.
Don't make me
son.
Cut nobody.
So time out, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Don't make them pimp smack you. Don and Mike.
Oh, we're joined today by Mr. 40. Charlie, say hello to your first ever Negro.
What?
Here's Charlie Stossel, the movie man.
What?
You ever work at AMC Theater?
I don't know.
Oh, you know him from his job.
I don't know if that's where I work anymore. I don't know.
What?
Over at Skyline?
Oh, we're not supposed to say that, huh?
Oh, ixnay on that.
What? No, I don't know anything.
You saw... Mr. 40's cracking up because
he saw me mouth profanity.
he recognized Charlie from his movie theater.
Don't say it.
Just say it. Go ahead.
That was a long freaking time.
Well, just say it on the air, Mr. 40.
A long time ago, Mr. 40, did Charlie serve you your popcorn?
Oh, God.
Did he have a red jacket on?
All right, stop.
Really. Mr. 40, really. I mean, you talk about, you go to a movie theater, and you remember one guy. Why did you remember him from your experience?
Is that a new one, or is that the same one?
This is why, because I drove him to drink.
Mr. 40, is this the same 40 that you opened up originally, or are you on another one?
No, I never put a top back on it.
No.
Okay, so you're on a new one?
Okay. Mr. 40, can I ask you a question about this? Have you ever had bull ice?
Yeah.
My man.
He killed
140 already. Good man.
All right, so you recognize Charlie Stossel from the movie theater.
I used to work there, actually.
Oh, you used to work at a movie theater that Charlie worked at?
Like 15.
Do you two know each other?
I don't recognize him, to be honest with you.
It's all right, I didn't do.
I look a lot different now than I did then.
What a deliciously awkward moment.
Isn't it?
I didn't sue Dit.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's out of control.
Mr. 40.
I like it. This is what we're looking forward to.
We have another guest joining us. Juicy Lucy is on the phone, the girl who took care of Wendell last night.
Oh, let's give her a round of applause, hey. Juicy Lucy.
Hey, Juicy Lucy.
Yes?
Juicy Lucy. Well, I'll tell you something. You are the hit of the radio station.
Yeah, you have made one man unbelievably happy, Lucy.
Well, Mike, he made me unbelievably happy.
Wow.
That's the kind of answer I like.
Would you please rate Wendell Hall as a lover?
Wendell rocked my world.
Whoa. He told us that you guys only got about 1 hour of sleep last night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, we never, ever, in our wildest dreams, expected Wendell to come in with that story today. We really didn't. And he is one happy man. It sounds like you're happy, too.
Yeah.
So, when did you decide to turn the corner and take this relationship all the way?
In the restaurant?
Really? You just immediately hit it off? You knew Wendell was the guy for you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know what?
Great.
You know what he's going to be like, Lucy?
What?
Juicy Lucy.
Yeah.
He's going to be like the stray dog you find who's going to be loyal to you forever.
Oh, yeah. I think Wendell, it would be safe to say Wendell will probably now be indebted to you forever. And Wendell's the kind of guy, trust us, we all know this, that'll do anything for you. Yeah. He really will.
He's loyal.
Yep.
He's very loyal.
You know, there is the outside shot that, you know, 4 a.m. some morning, he might just show up with, like, eggs for you or something like that.
Well, I just can't believe that it's been 13 years.
Let me ask you about that.
Yes.
Did he appear
rusty
to be a man who had not performed in 13 years?
No.
He did not?
No. Not at all.
Did Wendell do everything to you?
Everything?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is a relationship that will proceed?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
When do you think you're going to see Wendell again?
I think I'm going to see him tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah. I will say, when I was coming in, Wendell was hurriedly into his Jeep and got out of here real fast.
Oh, he probably wants to go home, take a shower.
Right.
Put on a new black T-shirt. Clean his gun and go over and see Juicy Lucy.
Okay, I'm ready for...
I cleaned his gun this morning.
Ready for another evening of activity.
I'm back. You cleaned his gun.
Oh, great. Why don't you set up the massage table? I'll bring the chicken fingers.
How many times last night did Wendell go?
How many times did he go?
Yeah.
Like, did he...
Yeah.
Three.
Three?
Three.
That's pretty goddamn good.
That's fantastic for a man of Wendell's age.
About six for me.
Six?
Wow.
Wendell gave you six?
Two for one.
Six couples.
Yeah.
If he was three times and you were six, that means we might have been dealing with multiples here?
Yeah.
Oh, Wendell Hall,
Wendell's
baby.
Machine. Wendell gave you multiples.
Wendell kicks ass.
Oh, wow. Do you know right now he's like, his face is splitting open. He's grinning.
Right now he is driving his car like Tommy Lee drove that boat. He's driving that car with his penis right now.
Damn it to hell. There's no need for me to go back to my apartment. I'm coming right over.
All right, well, Juicy Lucy, you turned his life around.
All right,
you
good.
You certainly did.
You turned my life around, too.
You're a sweet girl. Don't you hurt him.
Okay.
Juicy.
Yeah,
and he's a good friend of ours, and for that, you're a good friend of ours to do that. That's
okay.
Great.
You're friend of ours.
Ours.
Like Donnie Brasco, friend of ours.
I got the fleet with Brom.
Friend of mine. Broham.
All right. Broham, right.
Thank you, Juicy Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she is, Juicy Lucy. Everybody's checking
for
in
Wendell.
Today.
Yeah, hey, good for Wendell. That means you're back at number one on the list.
No, I'm not.
Oh. You have news for us?
We're three for three, Don.
What? You were three for three.
Who? Wendell was first.
Okay.
Murphy second.
Oh. You're telling me you got you got a piece of ass?
Well, Charlie Stossel, this is a fun, and I can tell by looking at his whole demeanor. Yeah. Look at how relaxed he is.
He came in pretty.
Yes, he did. He came in happy. You're just kind of cooler than you've been.
Nice music.
Weird, you know, after looking at Dennis, looking at Wendell, looking at Charlie, I can tell.
Somebody should play 333 in the lottery today.
Is this somebody who means a lot to you? Because I know you're into that.
He's very nice.
Oh, good.
He's very nice.
When did this happen?
Since last time I saw you.
So it was a couple of weeks
couple
ago?
Weeks, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. Surely.
In fact, it was the girl who called into the show the last time who said she looked like a Barbie doll.
Uh-huh.
You stunned! You banged a girl off the telephone. Way to go.
So everybody...
Banged a ton.
Everybody's doing well.
You know, we're gonna run out of content on this show if everybody gets laid.
Don, well, she spent the night a few times. We've gone out. I got recognized in Annapolis of all places at an art gallery that I was going in to get some stuff for the house and got recognized by the guy who owns it. And she was with me. No, we've seen a lot of each other.
Oh, that's good, right?
And is she a Barbie doll, Charlie? Is she?
Yeah, she's about my height and about 110 pounds. I can almost put my hands around her waist.
Wow.
Yeah. Blonde, from Florida, tan.
Look at the confidence in this man.
Everybody's all sexed up now.
It's really, really terrific. Now, the only one left that I can imagine is Tom Gavitt.
Not a chance.
No, I don't think so.
That's the impossible conquest.
I believe so.
So, Charlie Stossel. Listen to that. Yeah.
Congratulations,
so,
Charlie.
Is she a regular gal pal now?
I don't like to jump in like that, but we are, I would say, seeing each other.
Excellent.
Good for you.
Excellent.
We would qualify that.
That's wonderful. You know what? This might make the appearance today a little less painful for you.
Oh, yeah. Screw it. That's the book.
We got a ton of mail for you. We got
that's
a book.
What to hear.
A book somebody wrote about you.
A book.
Let's start with a letter. This is a letter from
another inmate.
And this is a guy who is in the poke in El Dorado, Kansas.
Ah.
El Dorado.
His name is...
El Dorado?
Is that how they pronounce it there?
Yeah. That's a Cadillac.
Ah, those wicked Kansas.
I love album.
El Dorado.
Tracy Pop Harris. Dear Don and Mike, I would like to try a shot at the secret sound. Is it Charlie Stossel's backbone snapping? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the asexual... has no backbone. And see, now, you know, now...
Not anymore.
Now those insults mean nothing.
It doesn't mean he's not fazed by it.
No.
Speaking of Charles, if he F's up the end to one more movie, I'm going to take a PVC pipe and shove it up his ass.
Ouch.
String barbed wire 2 feet into his ass. Now...
Oh, that's all jail references. That's the maximum security stuff there.
It must be.
Why does a guy in jail care if you're giving out the endings to movies?
Yeah. Exactly. Like maybe he's not in jail.
It takes longer to get to the jail.
Yeah, it's not like the guy in jail.
In the Sixth Sense, he's dead the whole time through. Maybe that's the first run at the prison tonight.
Cable, danger.
Let me see. Nail the other end to a tree. Hold on. I would take a PVC pipe, shove it up his ass, string barbed wire 2 feet into his ass, remove the PVC, nail the other end to a tree, then set the tree on fire.
Do you know what this reminds me of, Mike? Have you seen The Cell, Don?
Oh, yeah. I've Jennifer
Lopez. Where he cuts out and he brings the intestine up and starts doing the little...
Oh, my God. That's the grossest scene. That movie is the
excellent. And Vincent D'Onofrio is, like, doing that little singing thing.
Like going,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what this sounds like.
Great. But really, can I get a photo of Charlie? That way, every time he screws up a movie for me, I can pretend he's my prison bench, pimp slap him into submission, and stroke my tattooed...
Ooh.
Member.
Oh, dear.
And have a puke on his face.
Oh.
Now, I'm not gay.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I have been here 10 years.
Oh, dear.
And Charles has a voice that just does something for me.
Oh, no.
Makes me want to F him like an animal and club him like a baby seal.
Wow.
God.
I am never going to jail.
Boy, but no, you want to avoid that.
Yeah.
I am a talented info gatherer. Until my next flaming letter, the pup at Supermax El Dorado.
Supermax is super maximum security.
Wow. P.S. Your show is listened to by many of us here. It's better than TV.
There you go.
Okay.
So nice that we can entertain those less fortunate in our society.
Yeah.
Here is the next letter. This is also
more
from
prison.
This is also from a prisoner.
Charlie, nobody brings out the prison mail like you do.
This is from
and typed. At least this gentleman was neat with his letter.
David Xavier, who is in jail in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Ooh, another close one. I've had Hagerstown mail before.
Yeah, but Hagerstown is not as nasty as that.
No, it's not like any place in Kansas.
Arthritis.
He writes, Dear Don and Mike, Recently, I became a member of Maryland Public Television's Heritage Society.
Good for him.
When this happened, this is
my
not a joke.
Black,
I know, but it's funny that he's doing that, you know? When this happened, MPT asked me how I want to be recognized on their published donor roster. I decided to use this opportunity to publicize Charlie Stossel. Enclosed is a copy of the letter Maryland Public Television sent me, along with a copy of the form I returned to them. On the form, I listed the name, and as you can see, here's a letter from MPT. And it says, David Xavier, Maryland Corrections Institution. Mr. Xavier, thank you for your letter of July 12th advising us you've made MPT the sole heir of your will. Your generosity and planning for the station's future is very much appreciated. And then, by allowing Maryland Public Television to recognize you as public donor rosters, we are able to publicly recognize you as a generous supporter. It says, please recognize me as Charles Bathtub Stock.
There it is. It's right there. That looks like a legitimate form from Maryland Public Television.
Charles Bathtub Stossel. Hopefully everyone will now call Stossel Bathtub in light of the fact he loves to bathe boys. I hope he doesn't have
poor boy
in his bathroom. Charlie, since you asked, I am in prison for passing bad checks.
Well, it's not too bad. He's not too dangerous.
Donna Mike, did you put the picture of De Niro I sent you on your office wall?
You did?
Yes, we did. If there's any other celebrity photo you want, let me know and I'll get it for you. Again, wow. It's a guy in jail getting us celebrity photos.
Fantastic.
It's the least I can do considering all you do for us. We all listen every day on WARK.
That is wonderful.
Wonderful.
Right. That's a little nicer. See, and a little less security, a little nicer letter.
And a little less offense.
Mm-hmm. And now, something that doesn't come from jail. Something that comes from a guy.
Creative writing class.
I'm going to pull my chair up to the
You know what? We're going to do a break.
Console.
We're going to do a break first. But just let me.
I want to be able to see the photographs.
So do I.
So you can see. Somebody's taking a lot of time. There's a picture of Clint Howard.
And it says.
They call me Charlie.
They call me Charlie. The sad life and times of Charles Stossel.
I hope I can have that when we're done.
An autobiography. And I'll simply show you.
Is it big writing?
The first page.
Okay.
I mean, this guy put a lot of time and trouble.
This is cool.
It's a picture of little kids in school holding up signs. And what he's done is, on one of these little English school children's bodies, he's superimposed the head of Clint Howard. Now, they're holding up signs of things they love.
Right.
One of the kids is holding up a sign that says, girls and baseball. Yours says, things I love, dolls and baths. And here's the photo. Now, you got to hear the text that goes along with it, okay?
Oh, my God.
It says, my childhood in Puerto Rico wasn't particularly unusual. I spent most of my time indoors and never really seemed to connect with other boys my age. While I wasted time getting filthy and disgusting playing sports, I remained clean and tidy by organizing parties for my many figurines and taking frequent baths with my young cousin, Eduardo. I did well in school and hoped one day to move to America when I could open a small shop and sell nothing but dolls and doll accessories. I didn't have male friends. I did get along with many of the girls in my village. I had a regular village. I had a regular group of female friends who shared my passion for dolls and tea parties. You doing okay, Mr. 40?
Mr. 40's falling out of his chair over here, right?
You doing all right, Mr. 40?
Mr. 40, you okay over there?
You okay?
He can't get it together.
He is not able to communicate. After spending my afternoons with them, I would feel very dirty and go home to help my cousin Beto take a bath.
Beto.
My life seemed satisfying, and I assumed my future was in the figurine business.
Figurine.
One day, however, something magical happened. I saw my first movie. It was a wonderful film called Deliverance. And there was something about it that called to me. I had a special yearning and determined a craving that had to be filled. Filled with the joy of motion picture.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's only page one.
That's only page one.
Wow. There he is.
And on every single page, what he's done is he's taken the head of your celebrity lookalike, Clint Howard, and he's put them in different... Yeah, I mean, you just gotta wait. You gotta wait. The best is yet to come.
Oh, fantastic.
The best is yet to come. And Charlie will talk to us about movies also.
If that's why I'm here.
Yes, because there's an S-load of new movies coming out this weekend. Let's do a break, and we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will place the pot whenever the f*** I please.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're here with Chuck Stossel, Mr. 40. And we're having a great, great afternoon here. Now we're going to be playing our PlayStation shortly. We're going to be doing the Jeopardy and the Wheel of Fortune Challenge.
All right.
And also we're going to try to get in a Way Out There call with Mr. 40. Because that's the bit we do that he likes.
He enjoys Way Out There with Ken Stevens and Alan Line One.
And we'll let him...
I just love it.
Let him join the party today.
So good.
Before Charlie talks about movies, I want to finish reading this book. And on the phone now from Reno is... Chris, the guy who wrote the book about you, Charlie.
Hey.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, this is a beautifully done book.
It is truly a masterpiece.
It really is.
Well, thank you very much.
The way you took all of the pictures of Clint Howard and put them on the different bodies.
It's nice to have a listener that gets the joke.
It's really, really well done.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoy it. I'm happy for Charlie that his situation has changed, so maybe some of that doesn't apply.
Well, we'll see. Thank you, though, Chris.
Here's the next picture. This is like a World War II picture of nurses in some kind of a classroom setting. And there's one guy sitting in the front of the room.
In a nurse's outfit?
No. He's wearing regular clothes.
Right.
One man surrounded by women. And, of course, the head that's put on the body is Clint Howard's head.
Mine, yes.
Which, again, is supposed to be Charlie Stossel.
Fantastic.
Now, the text says, I eventually grew into manhood, and the happiest day of my life arrived, the day I built a raft from discarded milk cartons and sailed to America. My hope of finding a job in the movie industry right away didn't come to fruition, so I needed another trade to pay the bills. I attended nursing school and graduated second in my class of 30 very bright ladies. I was honored with the Best Sponge Bather Award for my work in the children's ward at the local hospital. Surely if I hadn't made it in the movie business, I would have made a career of nursing, though I often considered the travel benefits of being a flight attendant to be very attractive. I did, though, after years of hard work and an overturned felony conviction I won't discuss, end up working in showbiz as an insider. I have a great bit of information. After I tear your ticket, it's a good idea to keep it in your pocket so you can get back into the theater. Here's the funniest picture of all. This is a picture of a bunch of Japanese guys taking a bath together. Did you know when you like to go to a sauna?
Yeah. Sure.
All these Japanese dudes.
Men's bathhouse.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was all these Japanese dudes naked in this tub, and on one of the heads, it's the head of Ron Howard.
Clint Howard.
Oh, Ron.
Excuse me, Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
Okay. See the picture? It's funny as hell.
It is. He's just sitting there soaking.
And the caption says, in my private time, I enjoy the same things most red-blooded American men enjoy. Taking baths with other men, collecting figurines, and enrolling in as many Big Brother programs as the law allows.
I hope Brad is never going to get traumatized by hearing any of this.
I also love gymnasiums and belong to 7 health clubs. I don't enjoy the machines or bicycles or weights, but I love the steam. And I take a bath with the guys at the gym every night. Every evening at a different place. Male bonding is so important.
There you go.
Then the next picture. This is a picture of a troop of Boy Scouts. And they've got that black spatch over their eyes.
Oh, sure, yes, to mask their identity.
Yes, and behind this group of Boy Scouts,
I gotta get
with
closer
this,
to see
with this black mark over their eyes, is Clint Howard in the corner.
Of course.
You see him in the corner?
And that's the one where he's like an air. Isn't that the one from Apollo 13?
Yeah, because he has like a headset on. And all of these Boy Scouts have these black marks over their eyes so they can't be identified. The text says, I really enjoy the company of children, and used to spend my time with my own troop of Boy Scouts until an unfortunate misunderstanding barred me from
for their participation. I feel so sorry for those young scouts and the training they missed. Not one of them will ever know how to properly use soap on a rope. Still, I have no regrets. I enjoyed the experience, and I haven't come within 500 feet of any of those boys since instructed not to do so. Even though I'm not directly involved, I still love wearing my scouting shorts.
That, you know, I love the way this guy goes right there. That is, now, that, he is a good writer.
The next picture is a guy getting a BJ from a woman. He's reading a copy of Muscle Boy magazine. And, of course, it's a girl who's got the in her mouth.
Right.
And, again, it's the head of Clint Howard. And this, I believe, has to do with your failed marriage. The caption here says, just as my mom had always wished, I met a very nice girl, and we got married. I suppose it all happened too fast and too soon after her green card arrived and we discovered our interests weren't too similar. She with her basketball and me with my ever-expanding figurine collection. I tried to make a nice home for her and always made sure her flannel shirts were clean and her boots were shined. I encouraged her to make new friends at the YWCA. And soon she did. And of course, the next picture.
Just two women getting an office.
Hardcore lesbos. Eating at the Y. And the caption says, my wife spent more and more time with her friend Sue. They were always locking themselves in the bedroom or the bathroom. I suppose they didn't want me interfering with their gossip sessions, makeup parties, or whatever they were doing. I do know it involved cheating on our healthy diet, because afterwards they always looked like they've been eating glazed donuts. Eventually we drifted apart and divorced. I luckily retained possession of my figurine collection, my 14 pairs of shorts, and my AMC Pacer. Sue and my wife really seem to enjoy their time together. I wonder if they're still friends. The next picture is the guy with his shirt off taking a couple of kids on a hike. And he has a backpack on. And, of course, the male, again, it's the head of Clint Howard superimposed on this guy's body.
This guy, Brad. He went the extra mile. He did indeed.
Happily, I have a new woman in my life. She has several wonderful children, and I love to take them special places. I take them to concerts, sporting events, camping, grocery shopping, clothes shopping, parent-teacher meetings, back and forth to school. I let them spend days at my house. I even have the kids call me Uncle Charlie, though they seem to enjoy calling me Uncle Loser. Children just love to joke around. We see many, many movies. I enjoy this because children are special to me, and their mother is my special lady. And in the last page of the book, has a woman getting it in the butt from a well-endowed black gentleman.
That's a color picture.
You can see that's a color porno picture.
Some long the only colored picture in the book.
Yeah. And it says, my girlfriend also has a special friend. Rashid. The 4, 5, or 6 days a week her children spend with me are difficult for her, so Rashid is always there to comfort her. His kind words must be helping. She always seems so relaxed and happy after spending time with him. I'm glad to have a friend like Rashid to make sure that the most important woman in my life is well taken care of. I love her so, and I know she loves me too. Perhaps someday we'll settle down in a little house of our own, right next door to Rashid. Until that time, I'll continue my work in the entertainment industry, and I share the exciting tales of my life with Don and Mike. I am Charlie, and that is my story so far.
Oh.
Do you think it would make a good movie?
Wonderful!
I don't know if that translated as well, because the pictures...
The pictures are great.
Yeah, that's one I wish we could get out to everybody.
I done told Rashid about that. I done talked to Rashid about that. Told him not to be doing that all the time.
The pictures. Like where you've got the Boy Scouts who have the marks over their eyes.
Oh, my God.
And you've got all of
you did a good job.
All the Chinese dudes in the bathtub
that's
together.
My favorite one. And you know what's funny? When somebody does that, it's one thing to really try to match the head up with the body, but it's funny funnier if the head's just a little oversized.
Oh, a little big here.
All right, so Charlie, that
would love to keep this.
That's for your scrapbook.
Nice job, Brad.
Now, before we talk movies, I know that you probably have an impromptu, off the top of your head comment.
Every
you'd
time
like to
I
make.
Come in here, Don, it's always impromptu and never scripted because every week I'm brought to you by Doc Harry's, where the ribs. We've had the ribs.
They're incredible.
They're great, and the meatballs right off the bone.
Fantastic.
And they've won awards.
Rashid,
did you know
likes
that?
Them too.
Rashid, it's true.
Absolutely.
Oh, Rashid, about them ribs.
Doc Harry's is not just a rib joint. They're located on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give them a call at 703-815-RIB.
Oh,
gotcha.
Very good.
All right, lots of new movies this weekend.
This week, we'll talk about.
Let's talk about them.
Wave the Gun is the first one.
And that is what?
This is with Benicio del Toro, who you might know from The Usual Suspects. He kind of spoke funny. Had a New Orleans accent.
Oh, okay.
During Usual right. Suspects.
Is this the very violent movie?
Yes.
Okay.
And Ryan Phillippe. Mm-hmm. Who was last in Cruel Intentions, kind of what most people might know him from. This is written by the same guy who wrote Usual Suspects, and it's a very convoluted story. These two guys are somewhat psychopaths. They're nut jobs. They get in line with a woman who hit Juliette Lewis, who is pregnant.
I hate her.
And got $1 million for carrying the demon seed and the child of a very bad L.A. businessman.
She's looking a lot doughier lately, too.
Yeah.
See that pasty girl with the red hair?
Natural-born killers with Woody Harrelson.
You know the one?
Doughy? She was in, what's the one with Robert De Niro and Nick Nolte?
Cape Fear.
Oh, I don't like her either.
She's like all wheels, one of those quirky, sloppy...
They all go south of the border into Mexico, and that's when all of the weird things start happening because they're going to blackmail... They think they're all in lead together. They're going to blackmail people back in L.A., so... It's a lot of guns, blood.
Is it any good? Is it anything like Usual Suspects?
It's not the Usual Suspects. It's a lot like El Mariachi or Desperado, the two Robert Rodriguez movies.
All right, how many dolls?
Two.
All right, the next movie, please.
The Watcher.
Okay, like, I'm going to kill you.
All right, Keanu.
I'm a murderer. I'm a leading man, but I want to kill women.
James Spader is also in this movie. And
I like him.
He's good.
Yeah.
I do like James Spader. He plays an FBI agent.
He is gorgeous.
Who's just burnt out on all these killings out in L.A., so he moves to Chicago.
I loved him in Wall Street as the friend of Charlie Sheen.
Hey, it was a dream.
And Bad Influence with Rob Lowe.
That's all dreamy.
Don't get me started.
He moved to Chicago.
Dreamy.
Who?
Lester 40. Damn, you're dreamy. You're a handsome black man. You know what you are? You're like a big walking fudgesicle. You really are. Come on, Lester 40. Don't you want to talk like this a little bit?
You better watch it, sucker.
All right, sorry, Charlie.
James Spader goes to Chicago trying to get a more normal, relaxed life because of all these things happening out in L.A. Keanu Reeves, follows him to Chicago and starts killing
you.
That's very good. And starts killing people in Chicago and kind of taunting.
How believable is this?
It's not believable.
And why do they put him? Does he have a desire to like put himself in non-typecast roles?
I'm about to play a different role every time, Mom, because it's not what people expect.
I read somewhere where Keanu Reeves is going to be in 6 movies within the year.
At first, I'm a quarterback, and now I'm a killer, Mom.
He was in The Matrix too.
Matrix was okay because it really wasn't
that
much.
He didn't talk much. It was a Schwarzenegger role where he didn't talk a whole lot. And The Replacements, he had to carry the movie, and The Replacements was an awful movie.
But I was a cop in Point Break.
A long time ago.
Mr. 40's cracking himself up.
He is. He's enjoying himself. All right, what are we on the... are we halfway through the second one, or is that the third one that you're on right
Mr.
now?
Mr. 40?
Let's check. Oh, that's a movie.
No, you.
No, it's the second one.
Second one. All right, well, listen, this Keanu Reeves movie, where's the killer? Is it any good? How many dolls?
Two. Again, two.
Ah. All right, and I know the third one you're going to talk about is Nurse Betty.
One of the better surprises this year with Renee Zellweger, Chris Rock.
What?
I'm just eager to see the movie. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Please continue. I should enlighten you to the fact that Mr. 40 is extremely easily distracted.
Distracted.
He is well through his second 40, and don't expect him to be riveted to your dialogue.
See what happened was you said the movie was good, and Buzz went in you.
Yeah.
Like that, the kind of a silent thing.
And I went, hey, and he went, what? So he's easily distracted.
There you go. Yeah, okay. I won't be in the future. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger.
What?
I won't be distracted in the future.
Gotcha. I know you're intimidated because there's a black guy in there.
Yeah. Why not?
I know.
I'm here for the horse. Boogity, boogity.
All right, Nurse Betty.
She's not really a nurse in the movie. She's a coffee house waitress in Kansas. And
I hate her too. She's all sloppy.
Oh,
too.
She's nice.
She is.
She's a nice girl.
Since she started to hook up with in Jerry Maguire, I thought she had total hottie potential. That she might be
I
really.
I thought she was cute in Me, Myself, and Irene, even though she was not good. I'd still do Renee Zellweger.
Oh yeah, no.
Absolutely.
She's somewhere along the line. She hooked up with Jim Carrey and she started sticking her head out of the window.
No.
In a fast moving car.
No, she's cute. I'd do her.
You would?
I would.
I didn't know that
until this very moment.
Let me see your Zellweger.
She's involved in a very bad marriage. She wants to get out of it. She witnesses something real bad with Chris Rock and with Morgan Freeman. So she decides that she has to get out. And what she does is she becomes this Nurse Betty character because she's in love with Dr. Revelle from her favorite soap opera. She goes out to L.A. looking for the fake hospital, the fake town, and trying to hook up with the good doctor. And it's very quirky. Chris Rock is in the role much like he was in Dogma. So people hear Chris Rock, isn't it? Don't think it's his movie.
Well, there's a combination. He's with Morgan Freeman.
He's Morgan Freeman. And they're hitmen.
I saw a clip with those two guys and Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear.
And it looks dreamy.
Oh, he is.
Gorgeous.
He's so nice.
But it looks, because of those guys, it looks funny.
It's quirky. It's almost like a Coen Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very quirky, and I thought it was not too
bad. All right, how many porcelain
three.
Dolls
we'll give
you?
It three.
Three dolls.
Three for Nurse Betty.
Three for Nurse Betty. All right, well, there he is.
My name is Charlie.
We gave you a workout today, Charlie Stossel.
All right, take home and read my book.
Take your book. They call me Charlie.
All right, guys.
Get out
think
of
about
here.
It,
Mr.
40.
Yo.
There he is.
Look at that.
Charlie tried to do the Soul Brother handshake.
How unnatural does that look?
Jesus.
You know, Mr. 40 wasn't even trying to give the Soul Brother handshake. He was just doing that Tiger Woods thing.
I'm going to do it in a pound, man.
All
right.
There you go. There's, nope. You see, Charlie, you can't do it.
Pretty close, though.
What are you doing, Mike?
Mike learned.
Right on.
Right. He's just saying, hey, give him pounds, baby. Just pound, pound, pound.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mr. 40, answer me honestly here. Would you say that you are relatively inebriated right now?
Relative to what?
Relative to your normal day.
Relative is a relative term.
Okay. Compared to your normal day, would you be in the same condition if you were at home listening to the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a normal day for Mr. 40.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
All right.
Chilling. All right, very
let's,
good.
Let's do a break. We'll come back. I think we'll open up the lines, take some phone calls.
Good.
You want to play PlayStation, Mr. 40?
Yeah, we're going to do the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Right.
Excellent.
And, then we got to do a way out there.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
And we'll take some of your phone calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
From the creators of Marty in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
It's a damn exciting one today. Wendell Hall got laid. Dennis Murphy got laid, came in with the pictures of his 57-year-old Hausfrau from Arizona.
And then the miracle of miracles, Charlie Stossel even got laid.
Wow. Mr. 40's here.
Having a great time.
Here's a shock. He's not in the studio right now.
No, he's taking a little walk. I think, I think that's the first time he has drained the main vein.
Mm-hmm. No,
during the entire... Oh, he went before?
He went one other time.
Ah,
it's the second time he's peed, I think.
Let's welcome him back now, coming into the studio.
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40. Special guest today.
This is the guy who we talked to on the phone for a long time, and we always wondered what the hell Mr. 40 was all about. And I'll tell you that much like when people say to us, it's different to meet you and see what you look like, we had a picture in our minds of what Mr. 40 would be.
Right.
And I really pictured, like, you know, Grady from Sanford and Son.
Yeah, and then what we got is a jock. I mean, he looks like he's a jock.
Yeah,
he looks like he's a jock, and he was telling me you have played a little ball in your past.
A little bit.
And
I would have got away for it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
I don't know, he's bombed.
He's totally loaded.
Listen, Mr. 40, what's your first name?
Mister.
Okay.
So,
where do you live?
Maryland.
Hey, do you live in Maryland? Hey, what do you do? You have a job, right?
Yeah, you got to work to buy 40s, man.
Okay, so what do you do?
I'm a sales.
See, the myth might be exploded, though.
Yeah.
You know, the myth might be totally blown right now. You what do you sell, Mr. 40? Or do you want to say?
I probably shouldn't. Because it would explain a lot of things.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But whatever it is that you sell,
he's a salesman.
You seem to be able to have your afternoons and early evenings free. Because you get bombed every day and listen to our show every day, right?
So you are, what you're saying to us is perhaps a good idea we don't pursue the specific nature of your sales job.
Yeah, stop it. So it's not a catalog sale or anything like that?
No, and no. It's not telemarketing. I don't call you at home either.
Yeah, okay.
I think you'd be good at telemarketing.
Sounds like Mr. 40. It's not me.
All right, let's see what's doing on the telephone, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike and Mr. 40 Show.
Hi, is this Rose?
Yes, hello, Rose.
I was calling because my husband said that if I call on my birthday, I get a birthday spanking.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, I had to figure that out because looking at yourself, you can't really, like, say what I look like somebody. So I asked a few people, and they said that I look most like Kate Winslet.
Oh,
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that. Have you ever seen Titanic yet since it came out?
No, but I've seen Kate Winslet, though.
Yeah,
you know what? I take it back.
She slimmed down in her last movie.
Yeah. I have seen one scene from Titanic. My kid was watching Titanic with a bunch of friends, and I heard them. It was on HBO one night, and I heard them all laugh. And I came downstairs, and it was the scene where she's sprawled out naked.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh yeah, when he's sketching her picture.
Leonardo DiCaprio is drawing her picture.
Right.
Because I heard this noise from down in the basement, like all these kids went, whoa!
Boobies.
And I came running down. No, they were laughing because she's a pig.
Yeah.
I, it was not the laughter, I think, that came with, oh, my God, there's
boobies.
A naked chick.
It was laughing because she... Well, did you linger and ask the young boys whether or not they were laughing simply because she was a pig?
No, it was obvious.
Right?
I mean, I know how kids react.
Well, I don't think in that particular scene that she was a pig.
Mm.
I think she looked pretty good, actually. In that movie, she was not. She wasn't as fat as she was like after she made the movie.
You talk about pasty.
Yeah, she is a little pasty.
She's pasty.
I didn't think in that particular. You know,
and
in that movie though that you have not seen, she was not that bad.
I saw one scene. I saw the one.
Formulate the complete opinion about Kate Winslet.
I heard the kids laugh. I came downstairs. She's laying there with, you know, with her hat on her. You know, she got her elbow on the couch and
right.
She's laying down. And he's like drawing a picture of her. And I said, "What is this?" I said, "Titanic. Look at her." And then they all went, "Look at her." I said, "All right." And I went back upstairs,
never seeing the movie again.
No, I've never. That's the only part I've ever seen in Titanic.
Well, it's not a bad part.
And, of course, the clips. I mean, I've seen the clips, like, with the people falling off the boat and the stuff like that.
About as much as I've seen.
Good man,
Mr. You haven't seen Titanic, Mr. 40?
Yeah. Mm. Right. You're no fag.
That's not a fag movie. A lot of people have seen that movie that aren't fags.
We've been through this discussion.
Why are we going back on this? Why must you torture me?
No. Because she said
I've seen it. I've seen it a bunch of times.
Really?
I've seen it probably five times.
Right.
Wow. Okay, you two. The Don and Mr. 40 Show, okay, pretty soon. I mean, I think it's a good movie, and I think Kate Winslet is not that unattractive.
Mike,
I think she got fat at one point, but she's not that unattractive.
I can't help it. There's finally someone in the studio I can truly bond with.
I mean,
you're my best friend and all, but I can't help it. I've got to tell you.
He's with you, and he's been with you all day. That's fine.
I know.
That's fine. He's been with me on a lot of things, but on this Titanic thing, he's with you.
So listen, honey, you want your spankings?
Yes, I do.
Don't you agree Mr. 40 should do the spanking?
I think he should do it solo.
Yeah.
Would you like to spank Kate Winslet, Mr. 40?
What I do, hit the mic?
And now you can actually, you can do a lot of things. Don's got a sound effect you can use, or you can, like, clap your hands together like this, or you can, you know, hit yourself in the forehead. You can do it any way you want.
So do I get all 30?
Yes, you get 30, honey.
Wow. I enjoy my spanking.
Would you allow Mr. 40 to use one of your tools to spank her?
Sure. Now, would you rather have a sound effect, or would you like to make the sound yourself?
Let's do the first 10 with the sound effect.
All right.
Stick your ass out.
Will you pull your pants down, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And your underpants?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you got to count them off, Mr. 40. You'll be hitting her with a frying pan.
Ooh.
Listen.
Okay? Mr. 40, count her down.
Yeah. Count down?
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All the way up to 30.
Count up.
Yeah.
You know, start at the bottom.
Count up. Correct. We're waiting on you, Mr. 40.
Oh. I thought I was going to spank her first.
You got to say one.
Oh.
One.
Two.
Three.
10 are up to you, Mr. 40.
Do we got another sound effect? I want to hit a harder.
Those weren't nearly hard enough.
Oh, okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Put it up in the air, baby. Put it up in the air. You ready? Okay, here we go. 11. 12. 13. 14.
That's right.
Can I get 15? 16. 17. 18. 19. I can't hear you.
All right, now give her 10 more real fast.
10 more real fast. You ready, bud?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on, baby. 21.
He's trying.
He's so good. 22.
I'm amazing.
23.
At the coordination.
24.
Clap his hands.
Oh, my hand's getting red. I'm going to give you 6 more, and I want to hit every single one. 25. Come on, now, you 11. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. Let me hear you, baby. 30.
There it is.
What I'm talking about.
Bravo.
That's a better response than we ever got.
Honestly, it worked. It worked that way. How do you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Thank you, honey.
Can I say hi to somebody?
No. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Hello. Yes.
Party. Hey,
yes.
Susie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, Susie.
Guess what? I got a job. I am no longer the unemployed MBA. I am now an employed MBA, gainful employment. You're looking at the new financial analyst for Nextel.
Oh, wow.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, I can't clap right now.
Thank you. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this or not. If I remember correctly, it was the day that Don was not there. I just happened to go by the studio to pick up something, and I saw you.
Uh-huh.
And I was picking up something. I was bending over, signing something for the receptionist.
Yes, and I took you from behind.
Yeah, how'd you guess?
No, what?
You remember that?
What were you doing?
I was signing something off at the receptionist desk, and you just happened to pass by.
As you were bending over?
Yes.
Did I say?
You gave me, by the way, one of the most obvious once-overs I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, are you a hottie?
I guess if you want to ask a celebrity, I'm most presentable.
Of course. Well, then I'm proud of giving you an obvious one.
Who do you look like?
Well, I've been told two things. One, Sarah Jessica Parker, and two, if you can believe this one, Dana Plato.
Goodbye.
Hey, wow. No wonder I gave her the obvious
sure.
one.
Sure. Goodbye.
There you go.
I'm going to say something I'm going to have to delete out, though. Similar to something I said yesterday. Susie. Hey, dude, Susie. All right, I had to delete that out. Juicy.
You had to delete it.
Susie. Hey, congratulations on your job. Juicy, Susie. Not to be confused with Juicy Lucy.
Not too juicy, ladies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is 7-Eleven guy.
Yes, 7-Eleven guy.
So I have a recommendation for Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. 40.
What at?
You ever try Old English 800 Ice?
I'm drinking one.
It's ice brewed, 8% alcohol.
Oh, yeah, Old English Ice.
Not to mention, I have a job recommendation, if Don and Mike will allow.
What?
I haven't heard dialing for transvestites in a long time. Bobo's an upstanding member of society.
Right, come on.
Slap a dress on Mr. 40. Give him
let
a 40.
Let us run the show. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got a hate idea, man.
What?
I'm at 7-Eleven. Mr. 40, what's your recommendation?
At 7-Eleven, tight at 7-Eleven, man. The best thing you can get is Blue Bull.
Blue Bull?
What state are you in?
I'm in Virginia. Now, I'm looking at a 30-pack of Schlitz Malt Liquor. Is this acceptable?
Oh, quite.
Okay.
As long as you're doing four at a time.
I just stopped by the
hardware store.
And I got a funnel and a 1-inch diameter tubing, and I'm planning on beer bonging all 30 tonight. What should I accompany that with?
911.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Mr. 40 that he is funnier than I'll get out with that birthday spanking.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, that was, Dom was right. We have never gotten that same response.
Right.
Oh, God. I was laughing so hard. You need to come in every week and do birthday spanking.
When is your birthday, baby?
Oh, I just had a birthday.
Oh, I missed it?
Goodbye.
Yes, you did.
Goodbye, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, I have a question for Mr. 40.
Yeah, of course, Mike, you and I might as well just go home.
Oh, what's up?
He has taken over the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he's a fantastic guest.
Wow, we love him.
Thank you, thank you.
I was hoping he was an expert and could tell me, what's the difference between malt liquor and beer?
Wow, great question. It depends on what kind of beer you're talking about. Are we talking stouts? Are we talking lagers? I mean, we can take it to the Belgium Trappist monks. We can, framboisen beer. What are we talking?
How about your average Budweiser? How would a malt liquor stack up against your average, what would be the difference?
Pretty much just the way it's brewed.
Okay. Mm. Doesn't malt liquor get you more effed up?
Malt liquor has a lot less in the whole brewing process and a lot more in the alcohol content.
Right.
Usually.
That's usually what it is, though, right?
Usually.
It's alcohol content.
Gotcha.
That's the difference. So, hence malt liquor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I hardly knew her.
Hello.
Hey, guys, this is Scooter Mobile Alabama.
Scooter!
Oh, Scooter.
Scooter, say hi to Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
What up, Scooter?
We got a former Alabama football announcer that has your name, John 40.
Yeah, hi, Scooter. Well, what can we do for you?
I love Mr. 40, but I like Don and Mike it just as well.
Hey, Scooter, did you ever get Rob his wedding gift? You know, he's about to have a baby.
You know, I told you my mom broke her hip.
Oh, that's right.
Please, will you stop this with your mother, please?
Ago.
You know, how many years have you been saying now that your mom broke her hip?
And seriously, my dad got hurt, too.
Hey, Scooter?
Yes?
I'll make a deal with you.
What is it, Rob?
If you give me my wedding present by December 15th, I'll name my child Scooter.
You better, Rob.
Scooter Spiewak.
If I ever get married, I'll name my kids Rob.
Oh, wow. All right. Big wow, that'd be great.
Scooter
that's an even
Spiewak.
Thank you. Goodbye, Scooter.
I love Rob A. Spiewak.
And he loves you too.
Sure.
Thank you, man.
Bye, Scooter.
Bye bye. Too busy to say goodbye.
He's got a lot of things to do.
Of course,
Scooter from the short bus.
I gotta admit, I'm not a real expert. I just drink the stuff.
Hello, Don at Mike Show. That was two questions ago, Mr. 40.
I'm Mr. Goldman.
Goldman.
I'm grass man.
Hello, Don at Mike Show.
Really go gruff?
Yeah. Hello.
Mr. 40.
Yo.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Crazy Horse Malt?
Yo, that's from back in the day.
That
summer of 92, Crazy Horse, baby. Yeah, every day.
All right. Listen,
great bottles.
Hold on, I got to break in here. Someone has to explain to me who it is on the screen. It says, who's coming in? Here's Lisa. Who is on line 9?
Well, Charlie Broyle had told me to be expecting a collect call from a prisoner today because it's Charlie Stossel's day. I can't find Charlie anywhere, so I just went ahead and put him through to you guys. I believe this is one of Charlie Stossel's many admirers.
So we're taking a call from a house of detention
right now. Yes, this is a collect call from Scott. He only has 10 minutes before he gets disconnected.
Oh, very good, Scott.
And the call is subject to being monitored, so watch your language.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah.
Is this Scott Breeze?
Yes, it is.
It's sad to say, yeah. I recognize this guy's name.
Sure.
This is the guy who sends us the letters about cutting Charlie up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and
putting
cannibalizing
him? Putting him on a spigot and roasting him and eating him.
Oh, you'd like to eat Charlie Stossel, is that right?
You're barbecued, preferably. Have I missed Charlie's?
Yeah, Charlie...
Asking if he heard the lambs crying.
Charlie is already...
Have the lambs stop screaming, Carrie's?
Charlie is already gone. What's happening in jail today?
This is terrible. I got caught during the count, and I couldn't get out to call him.
The count. You sound like you're in one of those community rooms right now, so they're giving
you... Yes, it's just dreadful.
Hey,
just
listen.
Dreadful.
You want to win a prize?
I wanted to play... Who would you do with Charlie?
I'll give you a prize if you put the phone down and scream as loud as you can, I love ass.
Not an advisable thing in this environment.
Yeah, I know, in a prison, I know.
Who are you going to play? What? Who would you do?
I was going to play Who Would You Do? Like, for instance, Ronnie Howard or Billy Mooney.
Okay.
Jay North or Macaulay Culkin. Sanford or Menudo.
All right, Scott.
Johnny Quest or Hodge?
All right, we got to go, Scott.
All right.
Johnny Quest or
Hodge? You just got that one, Mr.
I didn't hear it either. I think he played it back for me.
I get out on parole soon.
And now are you
a spare corner in your basement, Michael?
What's that?
Michael, have you got a spare corner in your basement? I get out on parole soon.
You know, it's one thing to get letters from these guys,
yeah,
but it's another thing to get phone calls from them.
Yeah, and with all due respect, Scott, please stay the hell away and direct.
I promise to take my medicine this time.
And direct all your attention to Charlie Stossel, please. And here's Rob.
Scotty, what are you in for, buddy?
B-Wack.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Scotty, what are you in for?
Someone brought a knife to a gunfight.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Jesus.
Very scary. We're all scared
and
now.
And that's not your fault.
Have you turned gay?
No.
Are you
turned a few out.
Are you anybody's bitch?
No, I've turned a few of those.
Really?
Yes, they're all mine now.
Yeah, that's real, baby. That's real.
All right.
40. Have you ever been down to Horton? Have you been to the country?
Yeah.
You've been to the country, Central or Occoquan?
Central.
I was on the hill for about 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Southwalk.
Drinking to you, baby.
In the animal house.
All right. Goodbye, Scott.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
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 Long, Scott.
I want my mommy.
Ta-ta. That weirds me out.
Now you kept saying, Mr. Forty, you kept saying, that's real, that's real. You believe he is calling from the joint?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Or has a close relative telling him experiences of fun.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Forty about a 40.
Yo, which one?
Laser.
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 I don't know nothing about that, John.
Laser, 99 cents.
As he mentioned before, he just drinks the stuff.
He just enjoys them.
How about Iceman?
Iceman, yeah.
Yeah, that was out real, like, briefly. It was like 99 cents. I drank it. I was mad.
All right.
Laser, this is Tony from Sac. Shout out.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye. Listen, clear these lines out. Because I thought people wanted to just call and talk, but everybody just wants to ask you about beer. I want to ask you about your 40.
Huh. Fascinating subject, though.
How many 40s? Are you almost done with that second 40? You almost?
About a quarter left.
About a quarter left. All right. Get us into the contest, Mr. 40. Go ahead. I just played the touchstones.
Oh, thanks. Hey, we're taking our 100th caller. Coming up right now for the secret sound. The number is
877-365-3636. You want
to? I always thought a local number. I'm like 432-1067.
All right, we'll be back. Caller 100. We'll let Mr. 40 handle the contest.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
When we come back, the secret sound.
Oh God!
I guess that means we have to tell him what the sound
is.
Face.
Well, no, we can. Yeah. You can be in here, and then if the caller gets it right, you can react.
Yeah,
if they get it wrong, go.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah.
I couldn't tell him.
No.
I tell him he'd say something, right?
Yeah, I call and get my real name.
All right.
Hi, this is Gregory. I think I know the secret sound.
100 will be right
back. Robert, this good night, please.
The Dawn and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
Get on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Mr. 40, are you ready? Gotta lean into the mic, my friend.
Yeah.
Ready for call 100? Here we go.
Oh, God, I forgot all the
cameras. That's right, you're fine.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening? I'm caller 100?
Yeah.
All right, right on.
Right on. What's your name?
My name's Kevin. What's up, Mr.
Kevin,
40?
What's up, dog? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, big ass. Get caught.
All right, you got to give his prize. Here you go, Mr.
Oh, you won a Sex in the City, right? Yeah, you won a Sex in the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex in the City.
Excellent.
This Sunday, 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on HBO.
He's got it. He's
wow.
Pretty good.
He's great.
Good. He's
is
pretty
he
good.
Sing like Robert Goulet for us?
Nah, actually, somebody else is going to do that.
All right, go ahead, set it up. Tell them about the sound.
Okay, we're going to play the sound for you, and don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet.
Caller, name this sound.
Now listen, Mr. 40, do you remember any of the clues?
It's not nothing to do with the toilet.
Right. But it does have to do with the bathroom and your hygiene.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yes!
What you know about that?
Yes!
Okay, come on, for $500, what's the sound?
Sounds kind of like putting the cap on a shaving cream kit.
No!
Putting the cap on a shaving cream. Oh, he means
can. Putting it down on a can of shaving cream, right?
No, sorry. Don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Clue for you.
A clue for you.
Now, we're going to have some fun. Earlier this week, turn the TV on, Robbie. Turn the PlayStation on. We're talking about game shows, about how Wheel of Fortune's coming to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I said the Wheel of Fortune is the biggest retard TV show of all time. And Mike made the statement that he's good at Jeopardy.
Better at Jeopardy than Wheel of Fortune, yes.
Well, no, your original statement was, I'm good at Jeopardy.
And my original statement was that I was bad at Wheel of Fortune. I'm great at Jeopardy, but I'm bad at Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. So we brought in the PlayStation games of both games, because I maintain that Wheel of Fortune is a game for retards, which is why I do so great at it. Because I'm just stupid as hell, but I kick ass on Wheel of Fortune.
And I was explaining that that means that I'm beyond stupid because I am bad at Wheel of Fortune.
So we're going to play Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. We're going to play the PlayStation version of the game right now. And it's loading in the memory slot.
We bring the lights down a little bit, Robbie.
Ooh, you know what? Bring my lights down. That's probably...
No. I mean, you can see. It's just that there's a lot of stuff in front.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's so sexy in here now.
It's loading. And I think... Isn't the guy going to come on and say hello to us soon?
Charlie O'Donnell.
Charlie O'Donnell will come on soon and say hello to us.
This is cool. So this is the PlayStation version of Wheel of Fortune.
Chuck Woolery's not on it?
He doesn't host that show.
No, that's...
Forty. That's a love connection. And greed. Since canceled.
Now the game is starting. God damn, these games take a long time to load.
Chuck Woolery used to
Hasbro load. Interactivity. How many people do it?
Hasbro, Artec. All right, here we go. Hello, folks.
Hi, folks. I'm Charlie O'Donnell. We'll get to our game in a minute, but first we have a little business to take care of.
We do?
Now, can I fast forward past this, Robbie?
Normal game.
Normal game.
Start. On the bottom one.
Normal game? Okay, so how many people are... And
two.
We'll add one computer player. Player one, what's your name?
You can just hit, click on done. Go down, done, hit
X. Player, you know how I know I'm dumb? I'd already be lost.
You can play a game with a time limit or...
All right, here we go. We get right to the game.
So if I know it, don't say anything?
Right. Or no, if you know it, go ahead.
The Picture Studios, it's America's Game.
Hey, it's just like the real game. Wheel of Fortune.
And now, here's your host, Anna White.
Oh, Anna doesn't the host?
Wheel of Fortune.
Where's the stupid game? Okay, here we go. Saving the memory card. Just spin the wheel. What do you push? X?
It'll tell you up here.
It'll tell you up here. Okay.
There's going to be a surprise on the wheel this round.
Shut up. What is it? Hello?
Vanna, we have an apostrophe.
Look at our category.
Okay.
Title. Player one, good luck.
Okay, to spin, I push the green.
A weak spin, Mike.
250.
It's done. It's spun up.
I know. It came out wrong.
Well, I can't take a vowel? Oh, I got to buy a vowel. Right. How do I buy a vowel?
You don't have no money yet.
Oh, I don't have any money. You're right. Okay. All right. S.
There's three in this puzzle.
Whoa!
There's three.
$50.
There is three. It's a game that they recorded. I just want to...
Oh.
250.
250. 250.
Okay, is it my turn to select?
Mike, it's still my turn.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Two M's.
Two M's. Told you, I'm good at this game. Come on. No, not losing.
Oh.
Mike?
That controller.
Oh, here. Mike has to use it.
Want me to come over there?
No.
Probably. Is there enough space?
There you go.
What do I hit?
Press the green thing to spin.
It's a title. Lose the turn. Well, what did I tell you?
Three.
Lose the turn.
Okay. I'd like to spin the wheel.
What is this, the computer? Was that John Kim?
The computer
spin the wheel.
300.
L.
Well, this sucks.
Uh-huh. Two of them.
The computer's doing better than us.
In total.
We'll have to buy a ballot. We're buying old food, then.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. There are four altogether.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. See? He's good at it. That's it, right?
But I thought you're supposed to wait. Did you have control?
250.
No. But this is like when I watch it at home. I already know what it is.
The computer didn't hear you say it.
It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You idiot.
I think I'll spin, Ben.
See if
this guy... let's do another one. Let's move right on to another one. Yeah, you're playing it like you do it.
Let me see if this guy F's it up, because if he F's it up, I'll win.
Are there any R's?
Yes, there is an R.
Oh.
I'd like to spin the wheel.
All right, play again, Rob.
Then we will go to see your auntie, okay?
250.
You can't get out of it, Rob?
Quit. Quit game, yeah.
All right.
It's going to be at the very beginning.
It goes all the way back to the beginning again?
You know, Rob, I don't know if you can move that microphone, but it's seriously right in the middle of the screen.
All right, put Jeopardy on.
Yeah, right. Put Jeopardy. What is malt liquor?
Put Jeopardy on.
All right.
There you go. I proved my point with Wheel of Fortune. It's a very... I think it's an easy game. It's a moron game.
You did prove your point.
I knew immediately it was whatever it was, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Now I'm under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
For this, Mike, you get your own.
So you're going to have to do better now at Jeopardy than I did at Wheel of Fortune.
I can't imagine how you answer in Jeopardy. Is it multiple choice? Or how?
Yeah, how does the game work? Right?
Yeah, I think we each buzz in.
You will buzz in first, and then you have to spell the words out.
We both have buzzers?
Yeah, we both have controllers for
that. But as your choices, like, if you put in, like, three letters, it'll give you an opportunity to say that's what you wanted to say.
That's right.
Spell.
It's not like I can say it.
All right, now, turn on the game.
What is onomatopoeia?
What is what?
Onomatopoeia. Same thing, Sony Computer Entertainment. I am Masatoshi Ono.
Hello.
What is Firestone?
Welcome to Jeopardy. This game made in Japan.
PlayStation.
You are not ready.
We are airlifting more games from Japan.
We understand that many of you have had your Sony PlayStations explode while you have been praying them.
PlayStations.
That is because they were manufactured in the United States. We are airlifting better ones from Japan.
Only PlayStation.
All right, here we go. Jeff Hardy.
All rights reserved. Okay, start the stupid game.
I'm just pressing my X button.
Checking for memory card.
I am pressing my X button.
What is rutabaga?
Now, what is the button you press to buzz in? Not that it matters. We're not even at that set. What?
Believe it is
X.
Loading.
Right now, to play the game,
hi, folks.
Jeopardy.
I'm Johnny Gilbert.
Normal game.
Okay, and you'll be needing a computer contestant
to
figure things out. All right, then.
All right, then.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get to it.
Player one, what's your name?
Oh, come on, Jesus Christ.
Are you player one?
Do your name, please.
Just hit the green, the X, Mike.
I hit the X.
Okay. Here we go.
Loading.
Now it's loading.
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 Speaking of loading, so is Mr. 40. He's been loading for the entire show.
Loading.
Are you on still on your second 40?
Yeah, how fast?
You're not really performing as well as we expect.
Oh,
man.
From the Sony
Hey, that's just like the other place.
Studio. This is
Jeopardy. This is Johnny Gilbert speaking for Jeopardy.
Okay, let's play.
Where's Alex?
Hello.
There he is. There's the pompous Jeopardy. Ass.
Good luck to all our players.
Good luck.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is cool.
Loading categories.
Loading categories right now.
Okay, so you should kill me at this now.
Loading categories.
I know, you know, I hope it plays out the way you're hoping it does. I hope it plays out like that I trip all over. I know.
I'm rooting for you.
I know.
First round categories.
What is North Star System?
Hold on, here's our...
Observatories.
Baseball Hall of Famers. State Capitol Nicknames. Star Trek. Required reading.
Star Trek.
Damn it.
A plus.
Oh, I'll kill it then.
Not a doctor.
Quotation marks.
I'll do good at this.
All right, player one, start us off.
Is that me?
That's you.
No, I don't want that.
Is that May?
Quick as you can say his name, in 1962, he was the first black player inducted. Player two?
Jackie Robinson. Okay, go R-O-B. Okay.
Use your...
Move this thing, Mike. Right. This thing here.
Right. There you go. Which might want to start with
R.
You do the last name?
Yeah.
Did you
go
to O?
O. Who was rolling? B. Who was Robert?
I told you might want to start with the first name.
Robbie, it'll go on the last name, right?
Yeah.
Who was Robin Williams?
Oops, sorry. Oh, this sucks.
Okay.
Now you need to hit the
you have to push. You're so bad at this. You have to click up on top to no, because you're spelling it. R-O-B-I-N-D.
All right, how do I go back?
It's done the first name.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
All right. Nobody listens to a drive.
S. Now go O.
I'm listening.
S O.
Regrettably, no.
Oh no, that's not.
There's
okay.
Well,
that was a long way to go for that.
There. Anyone?
You can click in.
No, I don't know the answer. Who is Jack Robinson?
All right, pick again.
All right.
Well, now hold it. Was the answer Jack Robinson? The answer was Jackie Robinson, so I was right.
Registry number NCC-1701.
How do you?
This ship was launched in 2245.
X.
Player two?
The Enterprise.
Oh, you killed me because you beeped in before me.
You beeped in first.
Yes. Now it says, what is Enterprise?
Yeah, okay.
This button up here.
Yeah.
And that'll complete it.
Why, yes.
Okay.
Why, yes.
Oh, you got that one right.
Okay.
Your turn.
Save you some time.
All right, it's my turn now to select. What are the... I can't...
Stay with Star Trek.
Baseball Hall of Famers.
Stay with Star Trek.
State Capitol Nickname.
Star Trek 200.
Baseball Hall of Famers.
Is that Baseball Hall of Famers?
No, go to the left.
Okay.
And it's X to click in?
Yes.
Okay, I did.
Okay, push it down one, Mike.
I did.
No. On here?
Oh.
No, you need to use your keypad to go down to 200.
Oh, okay.
Now click on it.
Here we go.
Willie Mays was the Say Hey Kid. He was Stan the Man.
I know this.
Player two?
You know what?
Stan Musial.
My thing sucks.
Ah. Yeah.
My thing sucks.
Stan Musial.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so I should go
My controller sucks.
I should go to...
Do you see I was pressing the button from the moment that it started?
Hey, nope. You know what, though?
All right.
That does make a difference.
Well, Mr. 40.
Because he has the analog controller. You had, like, the regular thing that came with it. He has the...
Oh, hey, hold on. You have the great... Look at... I've got, like, the Fred Flintstone controller.
Yeah, you got this.
Hold on, look at this.
Original Blicky.
Look at mine. Thank you, Mr. 40.
Yeah, I got it. It said, yes, I got it.
Hold on. Look at your controller and mine.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like, the Space Age one. Look at mine. Look at the difference.
Well, that's okay. Oh. All right.
Baseball.
He played in 2,130 consecutive games.
I'm pressing it right now.
He was the pride of the Yankees.
Yeah, it's Mike. Okay,
DiMaggio. Might be wrong about this, actually.
You are. It's Lou Gehrig.
Family.
Or might not be Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
Gehrig.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yes. Why don't we do it where we just talk, since this is radio?
But we have, all right, okay, yeah, why don't we just say...
We could just go on to do... And we could just, whoever goes, shouts in first.
Okay, go ahead and pick the category, Mike.
All right, we're going to do it that way?
Baseball's batting leader for the 1940s...
Who's Joe DiMaggio?
Player three.
You just enter, like, A, and then he'll tell you the answer.
Correct.
Okay, it was Ted Williams.
I was wrong.
Contestant three, it's your turn.
A plus.
Computer got it.
Some biologists classify blue-green types of these...
What is algae?
...as bacteria.
What is algae?
Layer one?
Right, algae.
Jesus Christ.
How do you spell it? A-L-G-A-E.
A-L-G-A-E.
R1 or... Yeah, no.
Then what?
Your triangle, because you're done.
Your triangle.
Indeed.
you choose.
You choose, player one.
All right, let me see.
Right now.
All right. I'm just going to go for the victory right here.
Star Trek 500.
Oh, the Daily Double.
Okay.
Player one.
How much?
Okay, I want the max bid.
$5 million.
He played the hundreds of years
with Whoopi Goldberg,
named for Prohibition era host.
Thank you very much.
This guy.
I knew it. I didn't.
Whoopi Goldberg. I said the way we were going to do it, like you shouted him with the last one. I got Whoopi Goldberg.
Like this is a Daily Double.
No, but we said we're going to.
Look at his whole weight. It's a Daily Double.
I had it right.
I beat you.
No, you didn't.
You got a space.
Oh, hold on.
Go back.
I thought that was the way we agreed we were going to do it, by shouting in.
Hold on. I'm putting the game down. Rob, type that in for me. Let me explain something to you.
Yes.
On a Daily Double,
yes,
you don't get to play. Just like if we were playing Real Jeopardy.
But I thought we agreed
daily
that we
double
were playing
means,
it like the regular game.
No. But a Daily Double means that just I get to answer. And of course I knew it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. Got a Cadillac. Okay, but I just cannot argue with it. He's got a Cadillac.
All right.
Okay. I'm not trying to hear it anymore.
I knew it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes. So did I.
If I had a Cadillac, I wouldn't listen
to you.
But
that was a tough Star Trek question, too, wasn't it? No, that was an easy one.
All right. And how are we doing this? Are we going to buzz in again?
Now you're buzzing in.
Okay,
ready?
All right.
Tim Russ's character of Tuvok on Voyager is a full-blooded one of these pointy-eared aliens.
Oh, God.
Okay, Spock. A Vulcan.
It was a Vulcan.
A Vulcan.
Oh, Mr. 40, don't give him the answer.
I had the answer.
I said it first. Did you say it? Don't say it. I'm not saying nothing about it.
I thought we were playing. We were just going to say it. We weren't buzzing in.
You just said we can't do it that way. You just said we can't do it
that way.
My controller sucks.
Oh, God.
All right, you're better than me at Jeopardy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. End of the experiment.
I'm better than you at Wheel of Fortune.
You are. You are. You proved that, and I proved that.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
There you should probably take a caller right now.
I don't think there's anybody still listening to this.
I don't think so.
This Jonathan Swift sailor makes four fantastic voyages.
Now, I don't know this.
I don't either. I don't know that one. Rob does.
Oh, hold on. Who is Goodman?
No.
Papa.
Who is Guy?
Gulliver.
Oh, Gulliver.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you got that one before because they're spelling it out now.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's want to do one more question?
You want to just have Rob run the controller and we just shout it out?
Yeah.
Shout out!
All right, here we go, Rob. Give us another one.
All right, player one.
All right.
Pick any category, Rob.
I'll take Star Trek.
A plus for 400.
It's an automaton that resembles...
What is an android?
Being. Player one.
All right, that's good. That's good.
Who is C-3PO?
He's typing in A and D. Good. Rob's good with that clicker.
Android. All right. You're good.
All right.
You kicked my ass on that one.
All right.
All right. Let's play one more.
I would like to note that the microphone is in my way, so I can't.
All right. Pick again.
Okay. Go again. A plus for 500.
This should be tough.
The left-handed dictionary defines this as a man you can shut up by closing a book.
Anyone?
No.
No.
I don't know that one. Mm-hmm.
Here is the correct
response. Ah, an off.
Ah, too easy.
Oh, come on.
That's a queer one.
All right. Wait,
I agree. We agree on that.
A plus for 300.
I think we've got Rob's favorite category.
A city in South
Austin.
Or a famous chipmunk.
No, Alvin.
Alvin.
Alvin. Alvin. In Texas.
Alvin.
So you'd have guessed that, okay. And I would have beat then after you.
Turn it on.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Rob, you like the A plus category, don't you?
I like it.
Go to observatory.
Give us one. Yeah, give us
go
one.
Go to a
one
top
observers.
One.
Observatory.
I only know one observatory.
The easy one for 100.
Located on Salisbury Plain, Wiltshire, England.
What is Stonehenge?
It may have been built as early as
1800
B.C.
This is why I'm stupid. I'm looking at it. I'm still going.
I might be wrong. I also might be wrong about that.
What is Red Bull?
I thought that was actually...
Oh, you're probably right.
No, because I think it was Scotland that was Stonehenge's in, but I might be wrong.
Is it Stonehenge's?
To be sure.
Okay,
to be sure.
All right,
there we go. All right, turn it off. Turn it off. Whatever. Turn it off.
Stupid game.
I did get the Wheel of Fortune, though.
Yes, you
did.
We have, yesterday, my statement was accurate. I'm good at low-budget Jeopardy, I'm good at Jeopardy, and I'm horrible at Wheel of Fortune. That's so you agree.
I'm good at the moron game, and I'm bad at the smart game. Really.
Excellent at Wheel of Fortune.
Real bad at Jeopardy.
I'm just a guess.
Okay. You didn't necessarily believe me all the way when I said that about Jeopardy, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, and have I proven it myself at all?
Yes. Yeah, you got me on the Stonehenge thing.
Okay.
Jesus, Stonehenge. I'm still trying to read the question. You go, Stonehenge.
Oh, like you didn't just read green and blue and go, algae.
Yeah, so you were good on the algae question.
Oh, that's very
true. I was very quick on the A-plus category.
Thank you, Mr. Forney. I was right there with National Lampoon's Christmas
and
Vacation.
And honest to God, I was reading Merci Boo Blah Blah.
Okay,
yeah. All right, that's the truth.
Time out. There's the gigantic experiment. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Big exciting show today. Wendell Hall got laid.
Yes.
Dennis Murphy got laid. Chuck Stossel got laid. Mr. Forty's actually here in the studio with us.
And we have an emergency.
What?
We are out of 40s right now. We need
bottles right now.
Lisa needs to get him another 40.
Lisa.
He has filled the second one.
Lisa!
Lisa! Now, how'd that happen? He was on number 2 out of 4. Where'd the
other
three?
They're in the refrigerator. She took him upstairs.
Oh, we still have them.
No, they're here at the building. She just needs to get them.
You see me like, ooh,
what a relief.
Took him upstairs to keep him cold. Now, tomorrow... Oh, we start a glorious football tomorrow when we have Nancy. The affable Jim Nance from CBS NFL Today. We will be yelling at him.
Yeah, she'll be here at, right in the middle of the show tomorrow.
She'll be on about 4:30 tomorrow.
We're really looking forward to having her on the show.
Nancy, going to be picking the pros until they scab and bleed tomorrow. And we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy. Now, listen, Mr. Forty, you told us one of the bits that you like that we do is when we do our gay radio show, the Way Out There show.
Yeah.
And now you're going to join us.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm trying to think of a black executive in Infinity Broadcasting.
Kind of hard to do, isn't it?
I can imagine. Oh,
hold on. Who's on the inside line? 444 is just ringing. Made a big light go off in here. Must not be for us. Okay, so how about your name will be... How about Ben Peterson?
Ben Peterson.
Benjamin Peterson.
Benjamin Peterson.
Your name is Benjamin Peterson.
BP.
Okay, so Dom will say,
I'm Ken Stevens.
I will say, I'm Alan Linebond.
And I'm Benjamin Peterson.
Right, and of course, you know, Ben is the custodian here. We've had him on the air plenty of times.
Good friend of the show.
So let's call them. Let me give you the setup. You know the movie Bring It On, this dumb cheerleader movie?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Jim Lord who lives in Memphis. He's director of the American Association for Cheerleading Coaches and Advisors. And he says...
Right.
He says the movie promotes the athleticism of cheerleaders, but it also reinforces the untrue stereotype that male cheerleaders are gay.
The untrue stereotype, and of course... On the Way Out There program, we simply say, not that there's anything wrong with that.
We're all gay.
Absolutely, and we're proud.
Is Lisa on the way?
Yeah,
she should be coming in here.
I'm not going to make it.
Oh, come on. You can make it through. She's on her way. I'm sure that's what that phone call was.
Lisa, get him his 40.
Oh, here we go, everybody. Let's get into it.
Excellent. We're all set. Are you ready, Benjamin?
Yes.
Oh, God. Your call did not go through.
Wait a minute. There it is. It gives you time.
She has the brown bag on it and everything.
All right, Lisa's got you your 40. She's even opening it for you.
Oh, God, Lisa.
Go ahead, dive
in. If I wasn't so gay, I'd be looking at you like... I love that mauve shirt.
She is hot, isn't she?
Yeah, us.
Enough to knock you out of character, isn't it, Benjamin?
Almost.
This is Jim. Can I help you?
Yes. Hello, Jim. Hi, listen... You're on the air. I hope that's okay. My name is Ken, and this is my friend, Alan.
Hello there.
Hi, Ken. Alan, how you doing?
And we're here with Benjamin. You're on the CBS Radio Network on Westwood One right now.
Great.
And you're on our show called Way Out There. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here, I think.
Yeah, that's excellent to have you here. We do a show. We're three openly gay men. We're openly gay members of the CBS Infinity family.
We've been on the air for a good 10 years now.
10 years, yes.
And we've been reading all about this movie, this cheerleader movie, Bring It On.
Great.
And we understand that you think that many of the cheerleaders in the movie, the male cheerleaders who are promoted as gay, is not a true stereotype. It's an untrue stereotype.
What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, actually,
I don't know if maybe I was taken out of context, but the stereotype that all male cheerleaders are gay is certainly untrue.
Okay.
It's just like almost any other walk of life. There are heterosexuals there, homosexuals there. And
of course, and not that there's anything wrong with a homosexual cheerleader.
So it doesn't matter if you cheerlead or not. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
For instance, in the world of radio management, and we're all in upper management at CBS. I'm the general manager of a station. Alan's the general manager. Benjamin's the general manager.
Let's give our proper sign-on, shall we?
I manage very generally.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Way Out There. I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewan.
And I'm Benjamin Peterson.
We're openly gay. We're proud about it.
Proud as proud can be.
And proud
open as open can be.
And we're proud that CBS gives us this time every week for our weekly radio show.
I think the subject we're discussing today is, what's wrong with being openly gay?
You're slurring your S's again.
I'm sorry about that, Benjamin.
Girls, girls, girls.
I just want to say, what's wrong with being openly gay and a cheerleader?
Let's ask him about it. Our guest is Jim Lord.
Jim?
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 I'm here.
Are you any relation to Jack Lord?
Are you listening?
Man, do I wish.
I loved him on Hawaii Five-0.
Oh,
he's gone now, you know.
But he couldn't compare to Dano. book him, Dano. I'd like him to book me.
Now, listen, let me ask you.
So flirtatious.
I want to tell you something about when I went to Fordham University, FU. When I went to FU, I was a male cheerleader. I was openly gay.
You were one of the best ever. You've got your pictures.
I believe the cheer there was FU till you're purple.
FU till you're purple.
And if you don't FU, then you'll be blue.
Listen, I want to tell you something. That's not a funny comment.
Those were their colors.
FU was purple?
Yes.
No, the colors at Fordham, if you must know, are crimson red.
I'm so sorry. That's at Furman.
What school did you go to, Jim?
That's at Furman University, but they also used the FU cheer.
Crimson red.
FU. I've seen you. I've seen Ken Stevenson in his FU sweater.
What school did you go to, Jim?
I went actually to Texas Christian University.
Christian!
Oh, TCU.
Frogs.
The what?
The Fighting Frogs.
The Fighting Frogs.
Well, tell you something. I am greatly offended by that comment.
When you guys hop and you hop and you hop.
Will you stop it, you silly bitch?
Such a ferocious mascot.
I am trying to have a serious conversation with this guy.
I understand, Ken Stevens, and Benjamin's not behaving.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewan.
I'm Benjamin Peterson.
It's a wild card today on Way Out There.
We're
discussing male cheerleaders. As you know, when I was at Fordham University, the great FU, I was a male cheerleader.
That's fantastic. I used to love it when you would form the pyramid.
But that cup, so tight.
And you know who really is dreamy? That little Notre Dame Irish guy.
Oh, the leprechaun.
The Lucky Charms guy.
So exciting when he runs out with the flag.
Sorry, I don't like sideburns.
Oh, stop it. What's wrong with facial hair? You and facial hair, Benjamin.
They rubbed me wrong. I'm sorry.
Since you decided to shave all of your body hair, Benjamin, you've just been impossible to deal with.
I mean, really, a smooth is not always better.
And you put so much time into a body like this, how can you be any other way?
Now, Jimbo, let me ask you a question. You're the director of the American Association for Cheerleading Coaches and Advisors.
Correct.
Do you have any male cheerleaders in your group?
We're a group of just coaches.
You just coach the cheerleaders?
We do safety training for cheerleading coaches.
Is it hands-on?
Of course.
Do you have any gay coaches?
I'm sure we do.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, right, Jim?
Well, of course not.
Of course not. Okay.
We don't poll them to ask.
Do you?
But I'm certain that we do, and of course I know of many that are.
You know of many that are?
Yes.
Do you hold that against them?
Do I hold what against them?
The fact that they are.
Oh, well, of course not.
Do you drink with them?
I have, yes.
Good. So you like gay cheerleaders and gay cheerleader coaches?
Let's see. How do I phrase that?
Let's relax. You're on Way Out There. Everybody can just put away their hang-ups and let it all hang out.
Say what you feel. Feel what you say.
Listen, the reason we do this show every week, let me reiterate again. This is on the CBS Westwood One Radio Network, okay? The world's largest radio network.
I love that network.
I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewan.
And I'm Benjamin Peterson.
We're openly gay. We're upwardly mobile executives with Infinity/CBS/Westwood One.
And infinitely open.
And most importantly, we are out and proud.
And when we see a story in the news like this that says that
may reinforce untrue stereotypes that all male cheerleaders are gay.
We look at each other and we say, what is really wrong with that?
What's wrong with a gay male cheerleader?
What's wrong with the gay Boy Scout?
Oh, Benjamin, you're going into weird territory there. You know how we got in trouble last week.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Listen, Benjamin, we're keeping this strictly to cheerleaders.
I didn't mean to take it there. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the palm hold up on the top.
I want to tell you something, Jim, that Benjamin's a bit of a wild card on this show.
It sounds like it.
He's the comic entertainment on this show.
Yes, he is. He says what he feels. He feels what he says.
He's the diva of this show.
Yeah. Commonly ostracized for what I feel about ostriches.
See what I mean?
And he's drunk.
He's all over the place.
He's thinking drunk.
He is not drunk, Alan.
I tell you, Benjamin comes into the studio, he's been drinking. I saw him have 7 pink squirrels before he showed up.
How do you feel about Tom Collins?
Oh, yeah. It is time for the bottom of the hour break. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Way Out There on the CBS Network. This is Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewand.
I'm Benjamin Peterson.
And we're winding up our conversation with Jimmy Lord from Memphis, Tennessee.
I think we all can agree now that being a gay cheerleader is A-OK.
Would you agree with that, Jim?
It's perfectly fine.
Lord.
It's perfectly A-OK.
Applause.
He's marvelous. Jim, let me ask you a question before we let you go.
Certainly.
We ask this of all of our callers on Way Out There, the only gay radio show on network radio. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
There's a celebrity I most resemble.
Yes. See, I'd like to get an idea of what our guests look like.
And don't be modest, Jim, please.
That's right, Benjamin.
We're waiting on this with bated breath.
My friends would say Mr. Clean.
Oh, you have a shaved head.
Oh, big and bush.
Oh, just like Benjamin.
And a shaved head with a gold hoop. I'd like to jump through that hoop.
And here's another one for you. Who would you do? Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Who would I do?
Who would you do?
Don't take too long.
Oh, I'd have to say neither.
Oh, but if you had to make a choice.
If I had to, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon. Yes. Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Bravo.
Again, the right choice.
We all agree.
We agree.
And thumbs
just,
up.
And listen, just because you answered that question means you might just be that much gay. See, there's nothing wrong with that. No, is there?
Wrong at all.
I've been warned before.
You get a thumbs up, and guess where?
Because for just a moment, you actually thought about both of them. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, naked.
Sandwich time.
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Linewand.
Yeah, I'm Ben Peterson.
And we want to thank Jimmy Lord from Memphis, Tennessee, which incidentally smells like an awful full diaper. Memphis is a dirty, ugly city.
I've
been there before. It smells like a baby's diaper.
I'll tell you, honey, the Peabody Ducks aren't going to clean that city up.
But he's a beautiful man, and I love all of those John Grisham books on our
base. Way out there. Round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you. Next time you come to Memphis, we'll take you to back street and you can have a good time.
Thank you, Jim.
I like that back street.
Thank you for being our guest on Way Out There.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Way to go, Mr. 40.
Oh,
way to go. You did a good job.
You pulled your end on that one. You know what I mean?
So to speak.
Yeah, you know.
He brought up the rear on that one, Mr. 40. And rewarding himself with a super swig of the latest malt liquor. What bouquet are we on now, Mr. 40? What is the drink of choice for this hour? What is it?
Red Bull.
Red Bull. Very good.
Red Bull.
Time to go to Buzz now for the news and the comments.
Right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments? Is it the fact that Mr. 40's been sitting in with us all day?
No, but I would like to plug Mr. 40's upcoming album, 2001 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
What's your lead story, Buzz?
Tonight, this is sweet. Regis gets the last laugh over Kathy Lee.
Ooh. Oh, good, excellent. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very... Don't you want to say something? That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Same to teach
you. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Mr. 40. Sucking on that third big 40 of the day.
Yo.
Ready for news and comments now with Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike and Mr. 40.
Yo.
Regis Philbin has more reasons to celebrate today. Now, with Survivor gone, Millionaire resumed its place as the first, second, and third most popular shows last week. But not only is Regis free of Kathy Lee Gifford, his ratings in the morning have soared since she left.
You know,
that's amazing. I didn't think that would happen.
I read that, and I think part of it, I bet he has a gigantic number tomorrow, because they've been promoing all week the fact that Joy's coming on tomorrow.
Right.
Joy's coming on. Now, listen, I don't want any trouble, Joy. Just sit next to me, human me, and don't mention the affair with the little lady from Notre Dame. Because everybody read that story,
right.
And for the longest time, he was silent about it.
I'm not going to talk about it. It's all crap.
And it's in the tabloids, and I'm not going to address the subject.
And then he took like 2 weeks off his show.
Mm-hmm.
He's come back now, and every day he keeps mentioning, Joy will be on Friday.
For the love of God, would you rub your breasts up against the fur coat and wear the leprechaun hat? God, you're cute.
It'll be worth watching if Joy gets in just one little jab tomorrow. Just one.
You know what? No way.
No.
I've got her well trained, Don. She's totally trained. She's my bitch.
But the sweetest part of this is, regardless if it's the fact that he banged that girl,
right,
or that he's had his name in the tabloid,
right,
the sweetest part is the cunny left,
right,
and the numbers are up.
And she's got to be aware of that, because she's doing,
you know it,
all sorts of things, you know, in and around the media. She's got to know what's going on.
And the story just gets better.
Oh, good.
The first 3 weeks of Live with Just Regis has an audience 26% bigger than the one watching in that same period last year.
Jesus.
Producer Michael Gelman says,
oh, here we go, this is his chance to stick it to her,
says he's not surprised by the rating surge.
Oh, there you go.
He says Gifford had her fans, but that she was a polarizing figure.
Kathy, it's me, Gift.
Yes, Frank Gifford.
Please, Kathy, you've ignored me and the children. Please, come out.
I can't. I'm reading this newspaper article, and it says their ratings. Did you hear what Gelman said about me? Frank Gifford, I'm going to put you back in that glass coffin. I'm so angry at him.
Kathy, I told you, he's a little fag.
I'm a polarizing effect. That's like ratings poison.
Oh, man, Cody, bring me the axe.
I'm keeping the boy away from you.
Cody, bring me the axe.
Cody,
polarizing effect, how dare they?
I thought bigger demons than them.
Cody, I want you to go get the car and lock the doors till Daddy gets there.
Okay.
Skipper, don't act with me, fellas.
Mommy's very sick.
I can't believe it. Polarizing effect.
Oh, you're right. I'm
locking you in this closet for your own good, Kathy.
Oh, no, don't lock me. Don't lock me in this closet. Don't lock me in this closet. Don't lock me in, please. Oh, God. Don't let me. I hate Michael Gelman. I want him dead. I want him dead.
I'm going out to get my skin stretched and bleached.
Oh, please don't lock me in.
And when I come back, I want to see a different woman.
No. I hate everybody.
Cody? I want to teach you a word now. The word starts with C. U.
I hate everybody.
Toledo. That's what your mommy is.
Polarizing effect.
You see, since your mommy left the show, the ratings have gone up. I have her locked in the closet now.
Oh, God, I broke a nail. Damn it.
Kathy?
What?
Hey, Kathy?
Let me out!
After I drop the kids off?
Yeah.
At Cody's house in Cassidy's place?
Yes, Frank Gifford, let me out.
Guess where I'm going?
Where are you going, Frank Gifford?
To bang that stew with a giant jug.
Oh.
I've taken my Viagra.
Oh, God, no.
You're a loser. You're a loser, you bitch. You stupid bitch whore.
Okay, you got it, Frank Gifford. I swear to God, it'll be the last thing you ever do. Frank Gifford, before you go, though, you do one thing?
Yes, Kathy.
I have a portable CD player in here. Slide my album under the door, will you?
I'd be glad to, darling.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'd be glad to. Oh, and Kathy.
Yeah?
Your CD sucks my ass.
I hate you
more, and I've locked you in the door.
Let me out.
I won't let you out.
Thank you for everything you're worth. I'm gonna give you not worth anything, you loser. You can't even hold a job.
Cody and Cassidy are smoking cigarettes right now.
No! God, no, no way.
I'm gonna let Cody drive the car tonight.
No, I never
should have left the show. I never should have left the show. You all hate me. Everybody hates me. Everybody hates me.
Do you know what Cass said last night?
What did she say, Frank Kiffert?
She said, that lady with the big bosoms is nicer than mommy.
You're talking about Susan Johnson.
Yes.
You incredible bastard. Stop it, you son of a bitch. You incredible bastard. Don't leave me.
Cody said mommy's the C word.
Oh, my God.
He said that's a good boy.
I raised him to be a good Christian phony like me.
That's a good boy. Now have another cigarette and go start the car for daddy.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Come back!
Mommy's got no ratings. Mommy's got no ratings.
You freaking giver. Stop it, you son of a bitch.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gelman says he and Reeves had already planned to take their time finding a replacement for Kathy Lee. Now he says the ratings mean the network executives won't be pressuring them to hurry that surge.
And he loves it.
Just received word that Disney MGM Studios theme park in Florida is adding a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire attraction to the park.
Hey, a step into the car. You have to be this tall, though.
ER got beaten in the ratings last week by a real hospital show. ABC's Hopkins 24/7 had 12 million viewers, while ER had 8.5.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's
good show. Good.
We should note that ER was a rerun, while the Hopkins show was new and did have a millionaire lead-in. And as we mentioned earlier, with Survivor gone, Millionaire has resumed its place at the top of the ratings.
Hey, you know one thing I just want to mention, and I'm not an apologist for the show Big Brother.
Right.
Because it sucks. It sucks ass.
It's bad.
It's up next.
But I like watching it because my wife likes watching it. And this cunny for the Washington Post.
Oh, don't show me that picture of her all.
Lisa DeMornay.
Yes.
DeMornay. Mm-hmm. Listen, she loves writing in the winners and losers column that Big Brother Wednesday is a loser. Yet, Big Brother was the
11th.
No, hold on. Higher than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth rated show of the week with an audience of 12 million people.
So it is actually, it does have an audience.
Yeah, I mean, it has.
You can tell by the call.
You're like waiting for something to happen, though.
Yeah, but my point is, the show sucks. It's not as good as Survivor.
You can tell by the calls to this show on a show. It's not a lot of people call and want to talk about it.
But people are watching Big Brother, even though it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for something to happen. Now, is that Geraldo on that same page?
Yes, that is Geraldo with his shirt off.
Yes, it is, Benjamin.
Oh, you're still doing that?
What the hell? What was Geraldo thinking when he had that picture taken?
Geraldo made me mad.
It's like a pair of faucet hose.
He was sailing at the time.
Anyway, I think it's terribly unfair the way that she portrays that show in her column.
Yeah. All six of the Big Brother contestants have turned down the $50,000 to get out of that house. CBS wanted one of them to leave so it can boost the show's ratings by adding a young female hottie. Of the show's original cast members, the most interesting have already been voted out. Now, in the meantime, we now know who's behind the banner-toting airplanes that fly over the compound, telling the contestants that the show stinks and that, quote, there is dignity in walking out.
The show stinks. That's great. Somebody hired an airplane to do this show stinks.
That is so cool.
He's been doing this for a month or so. Every week he has an airplane fly over. He's a Los Angeles resident, Jeff Oswald, and he says, and I quote, my goal is to make sure CBS never lets this happen again. The more I watched, the sicker I felt. It's like watching a car wreck in slow motion and then backing up to get a closer look. The airplane company, by the way, says CBS has threatened legal action if it keeps buzzing the show.
They can do that.
CBS denies it's said any such thing.
Okay. Incidentally, a guy's been flying past Scott Shannon's room every morning at WPLJ for the last 10 years. I had to stop him.
And the show stinks for those who serve.
For those who serve. Buzz, got to do a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.